About clean, affordable transportation. Reading Electric Utilities' new income-qualified electric vehicle voucher program reduces the purchase or lease price on eligible new or used electric vehicles by $3,000. Fuel prices are on the rise, but RU rates remain low. EV drivers pay the equivalent of about $1.10 per gallon versus the paid price at the pump by gas vehicle drivers. Find out if you qualify at cityofreading.org/rebate and enjoy fuel savings in an EV that fits your lifestyle. Funding is limited, so don't wait. Apply now.
For over 50 years, House of Realty has provided experienced and effective advice to its real estate clients. Experts in residential, commercial, and investment property, we have the knowledge and tools to assist you with all of your real estate needs. Family owned and operated since 1965, we have been an active part of the Shasta County community for generations. Please call House of Realty today at 241-8300, a reputation for excellence since 1965.
Hello there, this is Kevin Cry. Starting March 12th, every other Sunday, I will be on KCNR, Your Talk Radio, 96.5 FM and 1460 AM. I will be discussing the issues that matter to you most. You'll be able to call in directly, ask questions, and have a dialogue open and free every other Sunday right here on KCNR, Your Talk Radio.
Honey Pit.
If your basement needs a pump or your place looks like a dump, you live in a money pit.
Money pit.
Pick up the telephone, pick up your home sweet home. I'm calling 888 Money Pit.
The Money Pit is presented by the Angie app and LL Flooring's Profiles podcast. Now here are Tom and Leslie.
Coast to coast and floorboards to shingles, this is the Money Pit Home Improvement Show. I'm Tom Kreitler.
And I'm Leslie Segretti.
And we are thrilled to be with you on this beautiful spring day to help you tackle the projects that you want to get done around your house, wherever you live, house, apartment, co-op, condo, yurt. We don't care if you've got a place you call home and you want to decorate it, you want to improve it, you want to make it more functional, more comfortable, more efficient, more fun. You are in the right place because that's what we do, and we love to talk with you about your projects. But your job, your first job on that to-do list is to call us. You can do that by calling 1-888-MONEYPIT. That's 888-666-3974. Or better yet, just go to moneypit.com/ask and click the blue microphone button. Coming up on today's show, if you'd love to have a backyard pool but can't afford it, you don't have time to care for it, or you're just short of backyard space, I've got two words for you, spool pool. We're going to share tips on how you can combine the benefits of a pool and a spa in one very refreshing backyard feature.
And spring may have sent a lot of rain your way, but if you've got a rainwater collection system at your house, you can use those downpours to keep your lawn and garden happily hydrated well into the summer's dry spells. We're going to show you how.
Plus, are you guys thinking about buying new windows this spring? Well, one factor that has a big impact on cost is the number of panes those windows have. We're going to review double pane windows versus single pane versus triple pane to see which makes the most sense for your house.
And we here at Money Pit would love to help you create your best home ever. If you've got a project or two in mind, but you don't know where to start, well, let us help you to create that best home and finish all of those amazing projects. So whether you want a home reno, a condo project, an apartment, whatever it is you're working on, wherever you live, we are standing by to lend a hand.
So help yourself first and reach out to us. Go to moneypit.com/ask and click the blue microphone button. Let's get started. Leslie, who's first?
Heading out to Anchorage, Alaska, we've got David on the line who's looking to do a tiling project. What's going on?
Up here we use a lot of textured walls rather than smooth drywall. It's sprayed on with a texture gun, and then it's knocked down, which means they take a putty knife or whatever and drag it over it.
Flatten it a little bit, yeah. Mm-hmm. Right.
Well, I wanted to put some tile on a bathroom wall, and I'm wondering what kind of prep work do I need to do to this textured wall? It's not a heavy texture. It's a, like I said, it's a knockdown. So what do I need to do first?
Could you take a putty knife or a drywall knife and scrape that off with the texture lift off pretty easily? I mean, how well adhered to that wall is it? Okay, so it's more like an orange peel kind of a thing that's really adhered well?
Yes.
So if it's adhered well, what I would do is I think you could leave it. I would sand it so that I rough it up a little bit. That will help you get better adhesion from the adhesive for the tile. But as long as you can place that tile and it lays flat on the wall and you can sand the surface a little bit so you get rid of any dirt or grease or gloss that's on that wall right now, you should be able to glue that tile on and just basically right on top of it.
Okay, well, I've seen YouTube videos on scoring at first with a knife and things like that, and I'm just wondering how important that is.
That's why I said to sand it. I mean, look, you can't make it too rough. So, I mean, you can't overdo the roughness. So I would, like I said, I would sand it to make sure I had something good for the glue to stick to. Scoring with a knife is sort of the same idea, but I think if you had a rough sandpaper, like a really rough sandpaper, like a 60 grit or something like that, and you just hand sanded those spots and just use your own judgment. As long as it's a clean surface that the glue can adhere to, you'll be able to tell. You should be good to go.
A random orbit sander and just run over it with a 60 grit would be sufficient?
Yeah, I mean, if it's a small area, I just do it by hand, but certainly if you want to put it on a random orbit, that's fine. Yep.
Well, it's a wall.
Use your breathing protection. Make sure you're wearing a mask.
Oh, yeah.
Because that dust's going to get everywhere, okay?
Okay.
All right. Well, good luck with that project.
Thank you.
You're welcome, Dave.
Heading over to New Jersey, we've got Linda on the line who's dealing with some plumbing issues. What's going on?
Well, because we had installed a new HVAC at my parents' house, and I don't go down in their basement that often, but when I took a look at this sewer pipe, I asked the fellow, I said, what is this? He said it was a sewer pipe. And I said, my God, it looks like it's corroded or something. And he said, yeah, and it looks like you're starting to get a slight crack in it. So I just was curious to know what kind of a plumber, I don't know if they profess in their write-ups, in their advertising that we do sewer, if I should be looking at that or if it's something more important. Because there's another problem that besides it going up, that we had remodeled the house like 50 years ago. The house is here 73 years, and 50 years ago when my parents redid it in 72, the plumbing then had to go under a cement porch in the back. So it looks like I see that same pipe going out to the porch, so probably we're going to have to lift that up. And I'm waiting for someone to come. I just wanted to be sure I might be choosing the right person to be repairing it or replacing it.
Well, based on what you said, I'm not convinced you need any repairs. So cracks, I presume we're talking about a cast iron waste pipe here. Yeah, and cracks in those pipes are pretty common. I wouldn't panic over that. Those can be sealed with something like a silicone caulk. It's not going to be a leak issue. It rarely is. I've seen these many, many times in the years. And sometimes the joints between the cast iron pipes, they have something in them called oakum, and that gets dried out. They can be repacked, but there's no reason to replace that. The reason it looks so like rough and old is because it is. But cast iron is incredibly durable, and it doesn't really break, and it rarely leaks. So I wouldn't focus on that at all. That you're opening yourself up to a real song and dance from a contractor, especially when you get into tearing out a porch and stuff to replace that pipe. It may not be an issue at all.
What type of a plumber then would be good to be able to identify that it just needs a patch?
Is it leaking? Is it leaking now?
No, it's not doing any of that. But like my concern was here, you spend $15,000 to put a whole new.
If it starts to do something, then you can call somebody to fix it. If I had a crack that was open in a pipe like that, I would just take some silicone caulk. I'd buy a $5 tube of silicone and I'd caulk it myself and call it a day. I'd clean it. I'd use a brush, like a stiff brush or a wire brush to get any loose dust or rust away from it, and then I just seal it with silicone. That's it. That's all I do.
All right. It sounds good to me.
All right? Sometimes it's just not that complicated.
Yes, that's right.
All right. Good luck, Linda. Thanks for calling the Money Pit.
Got Jim and Callie on the line. Need some help with an insulation project. What's going on at your Money Pit?
We're remodeling a house that built in the 60s. And so it's got a lot of challenges. And one of the things is, and we're getting ready to put siding on, part of the house has plywood under it, because that's some kind of one-by stuff over it, some kind of synthetic stuff. I'm not sure what it is. And the other half has cedar. So we're getting ready to frame some walls. We hit some stuff that we need to remove. But you know, one of the things I heard on YouTube, and I didn't know if it was true or not, and I've never heard this before. I know you got to put Tyvek on the outside, but I didn't think somebody said you had to put moisture barrier on the inside. I've never heard of that. Is that true or not?
Have you ever purchased fiberglass insulation and it had a vapor barrier on it where the edges of it sort of unfold?
The paper, yeah.
That's what you're talking about. That's a vapor barrier. So it's just a vapor barrier. And if you use raw insulation, sometimes they just, they add that separately. But if you're going to put the typical insulation on, it's got the vapor barrier attached to it. So that's what that is.
All right. Appreciate it.
This is the Money Pit coming to you from the Angie Studios. Tackling home projects has never been easier. Just tell Angie what you need and they can handle the rest, start to finish. Download the Angie app today.
Just ahead, Spool Pools combine the benefits of a pool and a spa in one very refreshing backyard feature. We're going to explain how to know if this is a good fit for your backyard after this. Setting a fence post, a mailbox, a deck footing, or even a small slab is quick and easy with Quikrete's fast-setting concrete mixed in the red bag. And there's no mixing needed when setting posts. You just pour the dry mix into the hole and soak it with water. Quikrete fast-setting concrete in the red bag sets hard in 20 to 40 minutes. It's that quick and that easy. You'll find Quikrete fast-setting concrete mix at home improvement stores. Look for it in the red bag.
You know what I love most about Angie?
That they get the job done right?
Yeah, that. But also that they're there for you throughout your entire time in a home. From help moving in, finding a painter for those exciting first days decorating your new home, through all the repairs, and then even getting the house ready when it's time to sell.
That's so true. They can really help with any home project.
And it's easy. Just download the free Angie app or visit Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I.com. A-N-G-I.com. Properly insulating your home is one of the best ways to not only save on heating and cooling bills, but it makes sure your home is draft-free and comfortable.
That's right. And when insulating, you want to make sure you use the right product for the job and to install it properly to get all the benefits.
Now, I remember you insulated your entire first floor from the basement last year. That 130-year-old house of yours could not have been easy to work on.
Well, it would have been a challenge, but I chose Thermafiber Fire and SoundGuard Plus from Owens Corning. Thermofiber is a mineral wool material that was perfect. It's designed to provide excellent thermal insulation, but it's also fire and moisture resistant, and it controls noise.
Now, knowing it's fire and moisture resistant and controls noise, I mean, I can think of a lot of places that I would use Thermofiber Fire and SoundGuard in my house.
And it's made by Owens Corning, so you know it's a quality product. You can find Thermofiber Fire and SoundGuard Plus and any of the Owens Corning insulation products at Home Depot and Lowe's stores or on HomeDepot.com or Lowe's.com. Are you looking for an easy DIY project that'll transform your concrete patio steps or walkway? Check out Roller Rock from Dice Coatings. It's a tough, decorative, textured concrete coating that you just roll on. Made from real stone, Roller Rock is a unique pre-mixed self-priming formula that resists water, stains, impact, and abrasion. It's available in 15 colors and can update any concrete surface. Order your Roller Rock today to upgrade your home's exterior. Go to DiceCoatings.com. That's D-A-I-C-H Coatings.com. The summer sun is really rough on your roof, but if you think you need a new roof, well, think again. You can save about 80% over the cost of a new roof with a RoofMax treatment. With more than 70 million square feet of roofing saved nationwide, RoofMax is a safe, easy, and affordable way to add years of life to your old roof, and it's guaranteed. To find a RoofMax contractor near you, just go to RoofMax.com. That's RoofMax, M-A-X-X.com. Making good homes better. Welcome back to the Money Pit Home Improvement Show. I'm Tom Kreitler.
And I'm Leslie Segretti. Hey, guys, what are you working on? Whatever project you've got in mind, if you can dream it, you can for sure build it, and we can help. Join us on the Money Pit podcast every Monday and Thursday. Grab yours for free at moneypit.com/podcast. All right, now we're heading on over to Ohio with Bobby, who cut down a tree but is now wondering what's going on with the dirt settling and sidewalk. This sounds like it's got an interesting story, Bobby. What happened to the tree?
Got a disease in it, and they recommended that I cut it down before it falls on my house. So I had it cut down, and they ground out the stump, and now I was wondering, how long do I have to wait for the dirt to settle, or if I even have to wait to to extend my sidewalk.
Well, I certainly wouldn't want to build a sidewalk on top of all of the ground out sawdust, because that clearly is going to decay away. I think the best thing to do is to try to add some stone to that stumped area, maybe rake out all of the sawdust and pack it with stone, and then make sure the new sidewalk is poured over that stone, or even embed some of the stone into the concrete, because otherwise you're going to build a sidewalk on top of an unstable piece of soil, and that could crack. Another option there is to have the mason add some reinforcement to the sidewalk and make sure the reinforcement straddles the weak area of the soil, so that, again, if you do get some additional compression, the sidewalk won't crack and sink in that area. You're wise to raise this question. You do need to work around it, and I think a good quality mason can help you do that.
Okay, thank you very much.
You're welcome, Bobby. Thanks so much for calling us at 888-MONEY-PIT.
Now we've got Terry in Nebraska on the line who's dealing with some woodpeckers. Tell us what's going on.
We have a small woodpecker. It's about the size of a sparrow. It's a dark gray or black with white speckles on its chest. And it actually pecks holes in the corners of my chimney on 1x4s. And then the guy next door actually redid his chimney with stuff that's similar to stove. Stucco type stuff, and they actually peck holes in that stuff, and
right.
He fills them, and they peck more holes.
Well, look, there's a couple of things that you can do. One real easy thing to do is to try to dissuade them from landing on your chimney. You can temporarily, by the way, and this is what my suggestion is, only temporarily, hang tin pie plates on the chimney, because the silvery pie plates kind of drifting in the wind totally freak out woodpeckers. Another thing that you can do is you could take a hefty bag, and if you were to cut like a hefty bag, like a black hefty bag, and cut strips of plastic for the same thing,
oh,
in other words, have them
okay.
Sort of flopping in the breeze around the top of the chimney, that also is very intimidating to woodpeckers, and they will leave it alone. And if you do this maybe for a month or so, they might just forget about your house and go attack somebody else's.
Fantastic. All right. Thanks a lot.
Well, if you'd love to have a backyard pool, but you can't afford it, you don't have the time to care for it, or maybe you're just short of backyard space, we have two words for you, spool pool. Now, a spool pool is a small swimming pool design that's perfect in a lot of ways. It's a small pool that's bigger than a spa or a hot tub, but it's smaller than a traditional in-ground swimming pool, and it fits well within a limited space outdoors or even as an indoor pool.
Yeah, and get this now. A spool can be anywhere from 10 to 16 feet long and 6 to 8 feet wide, so it's plenty of room for you to stretch out or just simply cool off on a hot summer day. Spools also give you the option to add special features like high-powered jets, and that's going to give you that luxurious spa feel that those hot tubs are known for. And you can simply switch back to a cool soaking pool for those blistering summer days. And it's easy to switch back and forth, too. With less water, they're going to heat up and cool down much more quickly. Now, the main reason spools are becoming so popular is the fact that they work very well in small spaces. This means if you've got a small backyard, you might actually be able to have a pool, albeit using a small swimming pool design. Now, you might not want to train for the Olympics in this size swimming pool, guys, but you can swim those shorter laps for exercise, and some of them even have those built-in swim jets or an underwater treadmill, so you can really maximize the small space and get the best usage.
Now, spools may be smaller than a traditional swimming pool. However, that doesn't always mean the cost to install one is less. Despite their smaller size, a lot of the same costs of building an in-ground swimming pool go into building a spool. But they are no doubt a great option to consider for the right space. If you want more insights, we have a great post on this topic on MoneyPit.com. Just search spool pool.
Laura in Pennsylvania needs some help with a lighting question. What can we do for you?
Oh, well, my son gave me some compact fluorescent bulbs because he didn't like them.
Okay.
And I had never used them before, and I thought, well, I'll put them in my little lights I use with timers, only they all blow out.
There's no reason you can't use a compact fluorescent bulb in an outlet that has a timer. I mean, a timer simply... it automatically turns the light switch on or off, so that shouldn't have an effect on damaging the bulb.
Yes, that's what I thought. I have incandescent bulbs in them now, and they work just fine.
Well, maybe he gave you some bum compact fluorescents. I don't know. It's kind of an odd thing for it to happen, too. Compact fluorescents work really well in most fixtures that take incandescents. In fact, you can even have them work well in fixtures that are controlled by dimmers.
There are special dimmers today that are designed to work with compact fluorescents and with LEDs, where you can adjust the range of the dimming so that it doesn't ever flicker or go out. So compact fluorescent bulbs are a great option. I don't know why they're not working for you, but the timer shouldn't have anything to do with it.
Okay, well, maybe I'll try them again, or I have two left, or I'll try to, you know, buy some. Maybe he has an off-brand or something like that. I don't know, because they should last a really long time, right?
They should. And you know what I like better than compact fluorescents are the LED bulbs. Take a look at the Philips LED bulbs. They're very distinctive. They're yellow. They look like bug lights, but they have a very pleasant white light that comes off of them. And they're going to be more expensive than compact fluorescents, but they last like forever, and they're super energy efficient.
Okay. I will be happy to. That's a really good idea. Thank you.
All right. Good luck with that project. Thanks so much for calling us at 888-MONEY-PIT.
All right. Time to talk windows with Steve. What you working on?
Well, I'm not working on it. Lowe's is working on it, and they hired a contractor to come in and do it. And
all right.
They put the windows out farther. The windows are 4-inch vinyls, and they replaced the, like, a 1-inch aluminum single panes. And so they didn't patch the hole that it would fit in. So now, even though it's caulked on the front and the back, there's air leaking from the sides. And so how I test that is I just turn on the fan in the bathroom, and I can go to the farthest window in the house and put it by the sashes, or there's a couple holes in the actual vinyl, and air will be sucked through that. And when I turn on the HVAC, it's so strong it'll blow out a candle. So there's all kinds of heat and humidity coming into the house. I just had the inspector there, and the inspector kind of said that he's just there to look at the screws. And he says he liked the caulk job, but that's all he could say. Finally, I guess he went back to his boss, and they said they're going to fail it. We're yet to see that if Lowe's gets to hear that the job failed.
Well, look, who measured the house? Did the contractor measure for the windows?
Yeah, Lowe's contractor did that.
Yeah. Look, this is a problem with their installed sales department. So I think that you need to go back to Lowe's and file a formal complaint about this job. They certainly don't want to have bad work out there. It's pretty clear to me from your description that the windows were not measured correctly, because if they were measured correctly, they would have been properly sized. They're always going to be a little smaller than the opening. And then the space between the window and the wall would have been properly filled, usually with an expandable foam sealant that has some flex to it. Not like there's different types of Great Stuff. That's a brand that's common. And one is specifically rated for windows and doors because it doesn't move the window. It doesn't expand so much that it sort of squeezes the window shut. There's ones that's more soft in terms of the foam. But that's only for what's left. There shouldn't be a huge gap between the windows and that opening. So I think you need to go back to Lowe's and file a complaint about this. I don't know if the inspector is going to be your source for this. If they fail it helps you, but I don't think that they're necessarily going to be the determination of quality. They just want to make sure it's watertight. It sounds like it may be watertight but not airtight. So I think you need to go back to Lowe's and raise the issue, and hopefully they'll address it.
Okay, thank you.
This is the Money Pit Home Improvement Show, broadcasting to you from the Angie Studios. Get your home projects well done with Angie. Download the app today. Coming up, when it rains, it pours. And if you've got a rainwater collection system at your house, you can use those downpours to help hydrate your yard during those summer dry spells. That's all coming up next on the Money Pit.
You live in a Money Pit.
Is your concrete driveway, sidewalk, or patio looking old and worn? Well, time exposure to the elements can cause concrete to flake, discolor, and just look dull. But now, you can easily recap and restore your concrete surfaces with new QuickCrete Recap Concrete Resurfacer at a fraction of the cost of replacing it, and you can do it yourself. QuickCrete Recap will give you a durable new look finish that will last for years. To watch the how-to video for Recap, visit QuickCrete.com. That's QUIKRETE.com.
Installing a tiled backsplash countertop or shower wall really improves the look and function of a home. It's not a hard job if you have the right materials. That's why I like SimpleMat and Simple Grout by Custom Building Products.
There's no mortar, no mixing, and no mess. SimpleMat is a strong adhesive mat that instantly and permanently bonds tile to your wall. Then immediately grout with pre-mixed Simple Grout so your project can be completed in one day.
Find SimpleMat and Simple Grout at Home Depot and HomeDepot.com. Learn more at thesimplemat.com.
KCNR 96.5 FM, AM 1460, and online at AM1460.com. Don't miss the Sue McClain News Hour from 6 a.m. to 7 a.m. and Free Fire Radio from 7 a.m. to 9 a.m. with Carl and Linda Bott. From 9 to noon, we have Armstrong and Getty, the conscience of the nation. From noon to 3, find your financial peace with Dave Ramsey. From 3 to 6, don't miss constitutional expert Mark Levin. Monday through Thursday night, starting at 6 p.m., we have local shows featuring everything from the paranormal, the great outdoors, pop culture, and find out what's happening in the North State. From 7 to 10, tune in to Ben Shapiro with an expanded program that brings the issues of the day to your radio. KCNR's weekend lineup includes The Flatline with Rick Hughes, Poke the Hornet's Nest, Jefferson State of Mind with Terry Raposa and Wynn Carpenter, followed by Sovereign Minds, We the People and Tokens Radio Show on 96.5 FM, AM 1460, and online at KCNR1460.com.
KCNR 96.5 FM, AM 1460, and hear us online at KCNR1460.com. Hi, this is Sue McClain, the sales manager here at KCNR. And if you've been considering advertising, but you're not really sure where to start, well, you can start with a phone call. My number is 530-605-4565. I can let you know how much our rates are and how we can help. So once again, if you have any questions regarding advertising and how we can help your business, our number once again, 530-605-4565. And thanks for listening to KCNR.
Hi, it's Mark from Haven Humane Society. Are you looking to add to your family? We have puppies, kittens, small critters, and farm animals. Each year, we have thousands of amazing animals looking for homes come into our lives, and we hope to have them join yours. Follow us on social media and find our links on our website, havenhumane.org. Watch our weekly content on YouTube, like our Mark's Monday mashup, when we talk about what's going on and introduce you to our team and adoptable animals. Get involved. Volunteer. Thank you for all your continued support. Together, we are moving closer to our ultimate goal of a North State with no more homeless pets.
Now's the time to get a great deal on proven Kubota farming equipment. Tractors that are adaptable, versatile, and rated number one in durability and owner experience. Hay tools that are backed by a two-year warranty. And durable Sidekick utility vehicles and SSV skid steers. Right now, bring home select Kubota equipment for zero down, 0% APR for up to 60 months now through March 31st. Visit KubotaUSA.com for full details.
Hi, this is Chelsea with NorCal Tractor and Equipment. You do it all, we do it local.
Hey there, Marty Mosley here from Mosley Family Cellars. Mimi and I have moved our tasting room back downtown to the corner of Pine and Butte Street across from Corbett's and the Reading Chamber of Commerce. We're open Wednesdays through Sundays from 3 to 7 p.m. and Fridays till 9 p.m. While you're here, enjoy food from the Hearth Kitchen and Pie Shop and munch on some delicious handmade chocolates by Nanette de Chocolate. Come on down and enjoy life with us, Mosley Family Cellars at the historic Thompson House. Come as guests and leave as family.
Now, this is Carl Bott and Ted Leidy. We want to invite you to our new show, Man Up, the fourth Thursday of each month, right here on KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM.
Man Up, 6 to 7 p.m., where we explore the lost art of being a man.
Spirits, cigars, and hit the ground running when you get up in the morning. That's what Man Up's going to be about.
Oh, don't forget motorcycles, guns, and hard work every day.
And those things that men talk about when women aren't around.
That's right. Even cooking sometimes.
Even cooking sometimes. People, places, and things.
Serving your family, your community, and your country.
Man Up. Fourth Thursday of each month from 6 to 7 p.m. right here on Free Fire Radio.
Presented by Angie. Angie's List is now Angie, your home for everything home. However you want your next project done, Angie helps you get it done. Download the Angie app today or visit Angie.com.
Making good homes better. This is the Money Pit Home Improvement Show. I'm Tom Kreitler.
And I'm Leslie Segretti.
And we are here to help you tackle the projects you want to get done around your house, inside or out. Reach out to us with your questions by going to moneypit.com/ask and clicking the blue microphone button. You can record a message to us, press send, and away it goes. Once we get it, we will put it in the queue to answer on the next edition of the Money Pit.
Ellie in Florida, you've got the Money Pit. How can we help you today?
Yes, I just recently moved to Florida, and the house I bought, the water softener is broken because I believe it's because they had it outside the home. Every other house in my community has them in the garage, and mine, they for some reason, the water line is on the opposite side of the house than the garage. So it would be, I believe it would be a major thing to have the water line brought from one side of the house to the other so I could have it inside. And Sears tells me that I can have it put outside, but you have to have some kind of protective covering. Lowe's tells me that they don't sell any that go outdoors. And a private plumbing company is telling me that they have one that sells the, go to put outside specifically. And other people are saying you don't even need one to go, don't even bother the expense. So I don't know what to do.
So, first of all, the question is, do you need a water softener or not?
Right. I mean, I looked online and, you know, I see the pros and cons.
Right. Well, I mean, if you have, if you're accustomed to a water softener and you eliminate it, you may find that you don't like that experience. You certainly could bypass the water softener just to see if you like the water. Is the water city water?
Well, it's not well water, so does that mean it is city water? I don't know.
Yeah, it's city water. If it's city water, you probably do not need a water softener.
Well, I don't think it is city water because people in Ocala, I think they told me that they don't need it. They have city water. I could be wrong. I'm not sure. But everybody in this development says you need it.
Ellie, the first thing you want to do is figure out if you've got city water. If you do, it's going to be treated. If you've got well water, then you do need probably a water conditioner as well as to have the water tested to make sure that it's safe. And that's something that should be done on an occasional basis. Now, in terms of the enclosures, given the fact that you're in Florida, we're not concerned about freezing pipes. I wouldn't be too concerned about putting it outside. I would want to have it enclosed. Now, how do you do that? Well, you either use one that's rated to be outside, and perhaps the water treatment company, the plumbing company, has one that has such a certification. It's designed for interior or exterior use, and that's fine. And if not, you're going to have to construct something or have something constructed or perhaps pick up a small shed or something of that nature where the equipment could be protected from the weather. But I think the first thing you need to do is determine whether or not you need it and determine what kind of water supply you have. If it's well water, get it tested. You can even have the hardness tested. You'll know exactly what you're dealing with. And if it's city water, then I think you could try bypassing the system you have right now and see if you like it. I hope that helps you out. Ellie, thanks so much for calling us at 888-MONEYPIT.
Well, spring may have sent a lot of rain your way, but if you've got a rainwater collection system at your Money Pit, you can use all of those downpours to keep your lawn and garden very happily hydrated once those summer dry spells hit. Now, Tom, this really is a great way to save water, but how can you make sure that your garden is getting the water it needs without turning on the hose? I mean, this is really what the system is here, right?
Yeah, that's what it's all about. So installing a rain barrel is really not that difficult to do. I mean, basically all you do is create a base, usually out of solid concrete blocks. I recommend 3 because it's always going to be well supported. Make sure they're really level because, remember, water is very heavy. You're going to put that rain barrel on top of the blocks with the spigot facing the garden, and then you can attach a water diverter to the downspout elbow. That's going to divert the rainwater from the downspout into the barrel. With a couple of steps like that, you will be ready and good to go. You can even connect it up to a soaker hose with a thick layer of mulch so it sort of drips out a little bit of irrigation to get that water right where it needs to be.
Now, I mean, traditionally I've seen rain barrels at the home centers in about 50 gallons or so, but what if you need more water on your property during like a very long dry spell?
Well, look, there's a wide variety of rain barrels out there. You know, they start maybe 50 gallons, they go up to hundreds of gallons. There's also collapsible types that are large and flat, and they fit like under a deck or in a crawl space, for example, and they can hold even 700 or 800 gallons of water or more. So I would see if I could get an idea, sort of figure out how many gallons you're really going to need to get you through an average dry spell, and use that sort of as your guiding principle for setting up your own rain barrel system.
All right, now we've got Chris from Tennessee on the line who just put in a new septic tank and needs some help with the yard work. What can we do for you?
Yes. We had some people to come and put our septic tank in about 5 years ago, and the yard looked great when they got done with it. Now we got a bunch of sinkholes and a bunch of hills in the backyard, and I just want to know the best way to fix that without messing up the septic tank and messing up the water line and stuff.
So is the distribution field in the area where all these sinkholes are and this depression?
Yes, sir.
So you got to be really careful because you don't want to put any heavy equipment over that because you can crush those pipes. So you can add topsoil on top of that, but I wouldn't go over it with anything heavier than a wheelbarrow full of dirt.
Okay.
And so I would fill them in by hand, and I would rake that out, and I would reseed it. The good news is that it will probably grow quite nicely being over the septic field, but I would be careful not to put anything heavy equipment-wise into that area because you can crush the pipes, and then you're going to have a bigger problem.
All right. Well, thank y'all for y'all question, and I listen to y'all every day, and y'all were great.
All right. Thanks, Chris. Good luck with that project. Thanks so much for calling us at 888-MONEY-PIT.
This is the Money Pit broadcasting to you from Angie Studios. Caring for your home is easier than ever with Angie. Download the app today. Coming up, if you're thinking about buying new windows, one factor that has a big impact on the cost is the number of panes that those windows actually have. So we're going to review double pane windows versus single pane windows to see what makes the most sense for your house next.
Live in a Money Pit.
Angie's List is now Angie, your home for everything home. They make tackling your projects as simple as possible from start to finish. So start crossing things off your to-do list from major renovations and home repair to help with a move, installation, or even cleaning. Download the free Angie mobile app today or visit Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I.com. A-N-G-I.com.
Inflation is surging and heating costs are expected to skyrocket this winter. Traditional space heaters can help, but they're expensive to run and can be dangerous as well.
That's why we like the Gen 40 infrared heater from Edenpure. The 5-pound heater produces 50% more heat than big box heaters that are 7 times heavier, and it costs less to operate.
The Gen 40 heater works by combining infrared heat and convection heat to warm a room. These two technologies work together to deliver even and more cost-effective heat.
And it's completely safe to use around pets and children because there's no exposed heating elements and it has multiple safety features to prevent fires. You can even use the Edenpure Gen 40 to keep cool in the summer with the fan-only setting.
And right now you can get an additional $50 off the lowest sale price by using our discount code MONEYPIT50. Just go to EdenPureDeals.com. That's EdenPureDeals.com, EdenPureDeals.com, and use discount code MONEYPIT50. The summer sun is really rough on your roof, but if you think you need a new roof, well, think again. You can save about 80% over the cost of a new roof with a RoofMax treatment. With more than 70 million square feet of roofing saved nationwide, RoofMax is a safe, easy, and affordable way to add years of life to your old roof, and it's guaranteed. To find a RoofMax contractor near you, just go to RoofMax.com. That's RoofMax, M-A-X-X.com. Hey guys, we're excited to announce that Season 2 of the Profiles Podcast is now available wherever you get your podcasts. If you're a pro contractor, a remodeler, or a custom builder, this 6-episode series is designed to help you improve your business success. Because on the Profiles Podcast, the focus is on pros teaching pros, sharing strategies and solutions to save time, increase profit, and improve customer satisfaction. The podcast features in-depth interviews with successful pros from across the nation who spent years building great companies. They offer specific and actionable tips, ideas, and insights that you can use to boost your business and grow your bottom line. The Profiles Podcast is presented by LL Flooring, and both Season 2 and Season 1 are available on iTunes, Spotify, or wherever you get your pods. Learn more at llflooring.com/pro, where you'll also find detailed show notes and complete transcripts of each interview. That's llflooring.com/pro. So join us on the Profiles Podcast to listen, learn, and grow your business.
The Money Pit is presented by Deitch Coatings. Deitch Coatings is the official coatings partner of The Money Pit. Available online at Home Depot, Lowe's, and DeichCoatings.com. That's D-A-I-C-H Coatings.com.
Making good homes better, this is the Money Pit Home Improvement Show. I'm Tom Kreitler.
And I'm Leslie Segretti. Hey guys, what are you working on this spring weekend? It seems like summer is just upon us. We're going to be having all that beautiful hot summer days coming up. So if you're tackling some outside projects or you're getting ready for a big outdoor weekend, whatever it is, we are here to lend a hand. Hey guys, we know you love your homes, but you ever feel like your house is a money pit? I mean, we get it, but listen here. It's all about perspective. And for us, a money pit isn't a disaster. It's the home we love.
Absolutely. So whether you're dealing with a repair or you're dreaming about a reno, you can consider us your coach, your helper, or if you need it, your home improvement therapist for all things remodel, decor, or fix up. And that all happens when you tune into the Money Pit podcast. Download us today at moneypit.com/podcast.
Marlene in Minnesota is on the line. How can we help you today?
We have two aluminum clad factory finished garage doors, dark brown in color, or at least they were.
Okay.
And they're beginning to fade due to oxidation and sun exposure. Is there anything we can do to restore that finish?
Well, not short of painting them, because if you, when you say restore them, I mean, that would presume that there's a way to kind of bring back the luster of the original paint finish. But after years of exposure to sun, and especially those darker colors, you do get oxidation where the paint surface is broken down, and you're not going to bring that surface back. The good news is that because they're metal doors, they're fairly straightforward to paint. You want to make sure that you lightly sand the door, and then I would use a metal primer. So a good quality metal priming paint, and then whatever your top coat of paint is going to be beyond that. And if you do that right, because it's metal and it's not organic, so it's not subjected as much to expansion and contraction and certainly not moisture absorption, a good paint job on a metal door like that could easily last 10 years.
Okay, well, thank you for your help.
You're welcome, Marlene. Thanks so much for calling us at 888-MONEY-PIT.
Hey guys, take a look at the windows around your house. Now, most older homes with the original windows are going to have single pane glass. However, a lot of these newer homes or even homes that just have newer windows are going to be much more energy efficient. And you're going to see some of those windows are double pane or even triple pane windows.
Yeah, and here's why it matters. Double and triple pane windows are much more energy efficient than single pane windows. Now, the new windows can save hundreds of dollars a year in energy and heating costs, and the number of panes is really a big factor in efficiency, but it's not the only thing that matters. Other window improvements include low-E coatings and inert gas fillings. These characteristics help reduce the window's U factor, or its ability to resist heat flow from inside your home to the outside in the winter, and vice versa, outside to inside in the summer. The lower the U factor, the more efficient the window. Now, generally speaking, double-pane windows are pretty much the right selection, no matter where you live in the country. But if you live in the far north, that's where triple-pane windows, which are much more expensive, can make some sense and actually give you a good return on investment.
Aaron in Louisiana is on the line. How can we help you today?
Hi. I have a slab house that's about 35 years old, and it's showing signs of needing to be leveled. But I thought I heard on a previous show of yours that you do not recommend leveling a house, just fix the issues that come up as it needs it. And I didn't know if I heard correctly or not, so I thought I would call and ask about that.
Well, tell me, how much of a slope are you noticing throughout the property on the interior of the home?
No, we're seeing cracks in the walls, cracks in the ceiling, cracks in the floors.
Okay. Now, if you're seeing cracks in the walls and in the ceiling, are they sort of near a doorway or a window, or are they just square in the middle of stuff?
Well, there's a crack in the floor that's square in the middle of the floor. It extends out into we have a sliding glass door, and the brick above the sliding glass door is separated. And then we also see it, in rooms next to the wall, you know, where it's like, the house is shaped like a T, and where one part of the top of the T goes into the long part of the T, I can see it separating there in the ceiling.
You know, generally if you see cracks and they're by a door frame or a window, that's just general movement because of the opening in the envelope of the home, you know, being in a window opening or a doorway in an interior wall. Now, if you're seeing it like in the middle of the floor and above a door frame in brick, you might be concerned that there could be some structural issues going on. However, you might want to bring in a structural engineer. You bring in an engineer or even a home inspector, and for a couple of $100, they'll come in and look at these areas and diagnose specifically what's going on there. Because it could be something structural that could need to be fixed in, you know, a way that you can't just do by repairing the crack. Or it could just simply be natural settlement of the home over the duration of the home's lifespan. And that's easily fixable. But because you have a crack forming in the middle of a floor and that continues to a doorway, I would definitely bring in somebody who's a structural engineer, and they can write up a report on it. And the benefit of doing that is that when you do fix this, whatever the problem may be, you are going to have a full written pedigree of what you've done to the problem in the home, how you fixed it, and what everything was done correctly. This way, if you go to sell the home and somebody says, oh, I saw a crack, or whatever the situation might be, you can say, actually, this happened, we did this repair, and it's all square.
Okay.
You know, Aaron, some cracks are really typical wear and tear, so to speak, but this one definitely sounds like you need a pro to check it out.
Thanks so much for joining us here at the Money Pit. We are coming to you from the Angie Studios. When it comes to home projects, you want to nail it every time. Angie does that heavy lifting for you with pros who know how to deliver a job well done. Download the Angie app today.
And just ahead, have you ever been standing in the shower when you get a sudden burst of very hot or very cold water? We're going to tell you why that happens and what to do about it when the Money Pit returns.
You live in a Money Pit.
I'm celebrating local heroes. Tune in the second Thursday each month at 6.05 p.m. right after the news for Heroes of the North State on North State Now. I'm Michelle Slade. During North State Now, we will speak with your neighbors, friends, family, and community members who give back, not to be recognized, but because it's the right thing to do. During these conversations, we will learn what truly makes our community and the people in it. Join me the second Thursday of each month at 6.05 p.m., right after the news, for Heroes of the North State on North State Now.
Hi, this is Judy Maxwell. Life can happen in an instant. Sometimes you plan for it, like retirement or taking care of your family. Sometimes it's a surprise, like a winter storm with home or property damage. Sometimes it may be an unexpected accident or illness or even a premature death. Whatever life throws at you, you'll wish you had gotten the right insurance when you had the chance. That's where Maxwell Insurance can help. For more than a quarter century, we've been serving the North State because it's our home too. Give us a call at 221-0441 to let us help you review your policies and prepare you for whatever your future holds. Maxwell Insurance, 1378 Hilltop Drive, 221-0441.
Hi, Bob the Drop here. The other day I had a close encounter with my friends from Mars. I visited them a few years back, and they discovered the great taste of Mount Shasta spring water. Well, I guess they ran out, so they came back to Earth to get some more. I reminded them it comes from a protected spring at the base of Mount Shasta, and it's bottled at the source. I guess they just didn't get the part about us delivering right to your door. Have your own close encounter by calling 1-800-922-6227 to get some of the best tasting water in the galaxy. Pure and simple, naturally, the best Mount Shasta spring water.
This is Carl Bott and Ted Leidy. We want to invite you to our new show, Man Up, the fourth Thursday of each month, right here on KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM.
Man Up, 6 to 7 p.m., where we explore the lost art of being a man.
Spirits, cigars, and hit the ground running when you get up in the morning. That's what Man Up's going to be about.
Oh, don't forget motorcycles, guns, and hard work every day.
And those things that men talk about when women aren't around.
That's right. Even cooking sometimes.
Even cooking sometimes. People, places, and things.
Serving your family, your community, and your country.
Man Up. Fourth Thursday of each month from 6 to 7 p.m. right here on Free Fire Radio.
Thank you. Hi, this is Brian Martin, General Manager of River Commons, an independent senior living community. I'm excited to share with you an exclusive program we are currently offering at River Commons called our Moderate Income Program. This is an in-house program offered by Raystone Senior Living. Those who financially qualify for this program will receive a reduced monthly rate. This rate still includes all of our regular services and amenities. Included in the monthly rent are 3 chef-prepared meals daily, weekly housekeeping and linen services, scheduled transportation, activities, utilities, cable TV, an emergency medical pendant, and more. Our community also has a very friendly family feel, all set on beautiful grounds with scenic views. To learn more about our moderate income program, schedule a tour, or lunch plus a tour, please give us a call at 530-221-2121. You can also visit us on our web at river-commons.com. We look forward to hearing from you.
North State Now is a magazine formatted show that airs at 6 p.m. on Thursday evenings right here on KCNR. Here's the lineup. The first Thursday is yours truly, Linda Bott, covering film, theater, and what's happening in the North State. The second Thursday is Heroes of the North State with your host, Michelle Slade. The third Thursday is Enjoy the Magazine and Store with your hosts, James Masada and Rhonda Alvey. The fourth Thursday is a new show called Man Up with Ted Leidy and Carl Bott. That's North State Now every Thursday night right here on KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio. Brought to you by your friends at the Reading Civic Auditorium. For tickets and show info, visit readingcivic.com and Axiom Repertory Theater, Charlu's Tap House, Umbrella Marketing, and Tobacco & Brew.
Which can happen when it turns icy cold or red hot, and that will put that problem behind you forever.
Literally behind you. I always feel like I notice it's super hot when it's like on my backside. I'm like, wah! All right, now we've got one from Margo who writes in, I want to do some spring cleaning, and let's just say I moved into a house with carpeting on all of the second floor bedrooms, and I want to clean them, but I don't know where to start. What are my options?
Yeah, well, cleaning your carpet is a good idea for a lot of reasons. Not only does it make them smell a lot better, it eliminates any dirt that's in the carpet, and that is what causes carpets to wear. It's just the dirt that grinds on those fibers, breaks them down. It's all that foot traffic. So I've had a lot of experience with steam cleaning. I have a condominium that we bought when we first got married, and now it's been a rental for us. And it's got 2 rooms. It's all hardwood, but it's 2 rooms. The bedrooms have carpet. And I'm always amazed at what a great job steam cleaning does to that carpet when we get a new tenant. The steam machine just reaches down into that carpet. It loosens up the dirt, and then the vacuum action sort of sucks it back up. Steam cleaner is kind of like a warm, wet dry vac, right? It pushes the water in, and then you take it back out again. And usually I go through those rooms about twice with a steam cleaner. I usually just rent one. There's no point in buying one because you just need it for, you know, a day or so. And it does an amazing job. And that's the only way I've ever cleaned carpets. Some people say that if you use steam, if you have newer carpets, it could ruin a warranty. I guess that's going to be manufacturer specific. But, you know, if the carpet is a couple or a few years old, I think steam is the best way to handle that.
And, you know, Margo, now that you've moved into this house, you know, it is a great opportunity to clean all of those rugs. But since you're moving, you know, maybe you've brought like a larger area rug with you that sort of traveled the distance and has seen a lot of foot traffic in your previous home. Before you set it down to its new spot, you can also have larger area rugs steam cleaned. And depending on the size, you know, the folks that come in to steam clean the wall-to-wall carpet, they can do the larger area rugs on site. Sometimes they take them with them and do a bigger cleaning. It's definitely a good idea to sort of get a fresh start with all of those surfaces now that you're in your new place.
This is the Money Pit Home Improvement Show on a beautiful spring day, smack dab in the middle of home improvement season. We hope that your projects are going well. If you've got questions about those projects, remember you can reach out to us 24/7 by going to moneypit.com/ask or calling at 1-888-MONEY-PIT. For now, that's all the time we have. I'm Tom Kreitler.
And I'm Leslie Segretti.
Remember, you can do it yourself.
But you don't have to do it alone.
Live in a money pit.
Now you can make your home look great and save money. Right now, when you call Renewal by Anderson, you can buy four windows and get the fifth one free. Plus, you get 12 months with no interest, no money down, and no payments. Upgrade your home. Buy four windows and get the fifth one free. Installation and warranty are even included. And the Renewal by Anderson certified retailers take every safety precaution to protect you and your family. Hey, for 25 years, people have trusted Renewal by Anderson for their window replacement needs, and you can too. So call right now. Don't wait. Learn how to get your free window when you buy four.
800-296-1440. 800-296-1440. Again, that's 800-296-1440.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.
Breaking news this hour from townhall.com. I'm Ron DeRockstra. In case you haven't noticed, we're paying a little more at the pump this week.
The national average for a gallon of regular gas was $3.68 on Friday, up 2 cents from last week, according to AAA. But drivers were paying $4.12 a gallon on average a year ago at this time. In New Jersey, the average price for a gallon of regular jumped 8 cents in a week to $3.52. Again, drivers were paying $4.08 a gallon on average a year ago at this time. Oil prices fell this week amid ongoing market concerns that future interest rate increases could tip the economy into a recession, a move analysts say will likely lead to reduced oil demand and prices in the near future. I'm Julie Walker.
The Supreme Court weighed in Friday night, on an access to a widely used abortion pill. Lower courts had said women seeking the drug could face more restrictions on getting it while the case continues. The court's action almost will certainly leave access to mifepristone, unchanged at least into next year as appeals play out, including a potential appeal to the high court. The primary funding arm for the House Republicans calls on vulnerable Democrats to pressure President Biden to return to the negotiating table and discuss Speaker McCarthy's debt ceiling proposal.
Via Twitter on Friday morning, Jack Pandeau, the communication for the National Republican Congressional Committee, or NRCC, urged House Democrats who face tough re-election prospects to, quote, stop enabling the White House's obstinate and dangerous refusal to negotiate with Speaker McCarthy.
That is Congressional Correspondent Edwin Mora reporting. You can always check out the latest breaking news and read the best analysis. Find them both at townhall.com.
Dr. Gorka here, and I want to talk to you for a minute about 100% drug-free Relief Factor. I've been taking Relief Factor for years now to help me deal with pain in my body. My wife takes it as well. The reason we tell everyone we know about it is simple. We found it really works to help our bodies fight off the inflammation that causes aches and pains. Whether it's the pain of injuries you've sustained or just the natural pains from the mileage over the years, Relief Factor can help. I've never looked back. Almost 70% of the more than 500,000 people who have tried Relief Factor end up ordering more. That's because it works for them the way it works for me. Isn't it time for you to get out of pain? Your first step to becoming pain-free should be to order the 3-week quick start for the discounted price of only $19.95. Go to relieffactor.com or call 800-4-RELIEF to find out more about this offer. That's relieffactor.com or call 800-4-RELIEF. Feel the difference.
From the pages of history comes this story. A team of explorers found a sunken Japanese ship that was transporting Allied prisoners of war when it was torpedoed off the coast of the Philippines back in 1942. The latest on the story from Karen Chamas.
The wreckage of the Montevideo Maru was found after a 12-day search in the South China Sea. The destruction of the ship has gone down in history as Australia's largest nautical wartime loss, with a total of 1,080 lives. The search took place at a depth of over 13,000 feet, deeper than the Titanic. It was found using an autonomous underwater vehicle with built-in sonar. The Silent World Foundation announced there would be no plans to remove any artifacts or bodies from the wreck out of respect for the families of the victims. I'm Karen Chamas.
Check out more breaking news and analysis at townhall.com. another member of the greatest generation is gone.
He was one of the last two remaining survivors of the USS Arizona. Ken Potts has died at 102. The Arizona, a battleship at Pearl Harbor, sank during the 1941 Japanese attack. Randy Stratton, whose late father Donald Stratton was a Potts Arizona shipmate and a very close friend, says Potts was doing well mentally, but his body was beginning to shut down. And now the sole survivor from the Arizona, Lou Conter. Mr. Conter is 101 and lives in California. Jason Walker reporting.
The attack on Pearl Harbor killed 2,403 U.S. personnel, including sailors, soldiers, and civilians. Additionally, 1,178 people were wounded. Half the dead at Pearl Harbor were on the USS Arizona. More on these stories at townhall.com.
Hi, Bob the Drop here. The other day I had a close encounter with my friends from Mars. I visited them a few years back, and they discovered the great taste of Mount Shasta spring water. Well, I guess they ran out, so they came back to Earth to get some more. I reminded them it comes from a protected spring at the base of Mount Shasta, and it's bottled at the source. I guess they just didn't get the part about us delivering right to your door. Have your own close encounter by calling 1-800-922-6227 to get some of the best tasting water in the galaxy. Pure and simple, naturally, the best Mount Shasta spring water.
At Premier Oil Change, you can be assured that our highly trained staff will take great care of you and your vehicle. From your air pressure to your windshield wipers and everything in between, we make it easy for you with our quick, convenient drive-through service. No appointment necessary, you just drive right in. We also perform our comprehensive 30-point certified service. You get to enjoy a free beverage with free Wi-Fi and earn points towards free products and services with Premier Rewards. Use Premier Services to maintain your new car warranty. Now that is a win-win. Drive in today. Learn more at PremierOilChange.com or visit us in Palisadro, located in the Holiday Market Shopping Center, or in Redding on Lake Boulevard next to Waterworks Park, or in Anderson across from Round Table Pizza. All three locations, you get a free car wash with every oil change. Premier Oil Change, home of the friendly oil change.
Premier, your friendly oil change. Premier, your friendly oil change. You live in a money pit.
Money pit.
If your basement needs a pump or your place looks like a dump, you live in a money pit.
Money pit.
Pick up the telephone, pick up your home sweet home. I call it 888 Money Pit.
The Money Pit is presented by the Angie App and LL Flooring's Profiles Podcast. Now here are Tom and Leslie.
Coast to coast and floorboards to shingles, this is the Money Pit Home Improvement Show. I'm Tom Kreitler.
And I'm Leslie Segretti.
And this is episode 2303. We're here to help you with your home improvement projects, your DIY dilemmas, your decor projects. If there's a spring project on your to-do list, you can move it right over to ours by reaching out with your questions. Do that by going to moneypit.com/ask and clicking the blue microphone button, or call us at 1-888-MONEYPIT. Got a great show planned for you. First up, we're going to talk about building a garden wall. It's a project that's fun and great to take on a beautiful spring day. We're going to share tips on how to build a wall made of stone that will stand the test of time.
And decorative window shutters are an attractive addition to your home's exterior, but they won't do a thing to actually protect your windows. For that job, you're going to need storm shutters. We're going to share the options just ahead.
And painting offers one of the easiest and least expensive ways to transform a space. And it seems so easy, right? Well, it is, unless you make one very common mistake. We'll share that secret to painting success in just a bit.
But first, we want to help you create your best home ever. From bathrooms to basements and demolition to decor, we're your coach, your counselor, your cheerleaders for all your projects, whether they're big or small.
That's right. We like to help you tackle your to-dos with confidence, but help yourself first. Reach out to us with your questions at 888-MONEYPIT. That's 888-666-3974. Or post your questions at moneypit.com/ask. Let's get to it. Leslie, who's first?
Steve in Illinois, you've got the Money Pit. How can we help you today?
Looked outside this year, and we've got a building that was built in 1929. It's got a porch above the patio down below, and on the exposed joists, there's carpenter bees have put had some holes in there, and it, we're looking for a way to eliminate the carpenter bees and not necessarily poison everything in the neighborhood.
Well, part of what they're doing is, you know, they really enjoy eating this natural wood. So they're coming there because you've got something tasty to offer up. And, you know, it turns out that they love to bore these holes that are like perfectly 3/8 inches, you know, round. So you can do a couple of things. You can have it treated by a pest professional and then seal up those holes, and that should do the trick. But you're right, you know, chemicals are used, and that might not be what you have in mind. The other thing is you can cover that or replace that joist completely or whatever the support is with a synthetic wood or a composite that looks like wood, but it's not actually wood. It could be extruded PVC. It could be recycled plastics. This way, it looks like wood. It's doing the same job that the wood piece was. However, carpenter bees, carpenter ants, termites, whatever pests like to eat a natural source is wood, they're going to try it. They're not going to get into it, and they're going to be really confused and fly away and find somewhere else to eat.
Yeah, that sounds like an option. I was wondering if there's something that, I assume that painting it would not make a difference. I didn't know if there was something that could be topically applied to it that would be environmentally friendly and keep the bees out.
Mm-mm. I've had them eat through the painted wood that makes up my entire screen and porch. And then what happens is they bore a hole, but they won't bore all the way through. They'll bore into the wood, even if it's just like a 1x6 or whatever. They find a way to bore into it and then bore through the wood itself and lay their eggs in there.
Okay. And it's amazing. It looks like somebody got out with a drill and drilled the hole in there.
It's just bizarre. It's perfect how they do it.
So essentially, the options of basically are having someone come out and treat it, or either covering or changing the material that's there.
Yeah, changing material is usually the best bet because they won't eat it. And then as an added benefit, you know, it doesn't require any maintenance except the occasional cleaning. You know, you're not going to be painting it all the time. It really is a win-win situation.
Okay. Yeah, I'll look into that. I've got a contractor that's got to come out anyway, so I'll look into both options. But it sounds like if I'd prefer something that wouldn't have to do with pesticides.
Steve, I hope that takes care of those carpenter bees once and for all. Thanks so much for calling us at 888-MONEY-PIT.
Frida from Ohio is on the line with the Money Pit. How can we help you today?
Hi. My radar, I'm in a radar range microwave. It's mounted above my stove, and on the bottom, the down light that shines down onto the stove, the light bulbs in that keeps burning out, and I have to replace them about once a month, and they're getting expensive.
What kind of light bulb are you using? Just a regular incandescent?
It's like the R11, the little appliance bulbs, 40 watt.
And is this a fairly new problem, this once a month burnout, or has it been going on for a long, long time?
It's getting worse. I mean, we've had the microwave in here. It's probably about 16 years old, or give or take.
Yeah, that doesn't really owe you any money. That's pretty old for a microwave appliance. You've pretty much reached the end of a normal life cycle. In fact, I'm kind of surprised it lasted that long, because it's been my experience that the microwave ovens that are mounted above ranges don't last nearly as long as a countertop microwave, because the additional heat from all that cooking has the effect of sort of wearing on those components. Typically, when you get a bulb that burns out quickly, it's either because you have a loose connection, you have a loose ground, or you have a problem with the voltage that's going in there. Sometimes, depending on what's happening with the power company, you could be getting, say, more than 120 volts. You might be getting 125, 130 volts sometimes, because there could be something that is bad down the line with the power supply, the quality of the power supply. So if you have extra volts going into those lights, that is one of the first things that tends to show it. It's kind of like the canary in the coal mine. You know, when the lights start to go burn out frequently like that, it could be an issue with the voltage. So have you been thinking about a new microwave?
Not really.
What I would suggest is at this point, you really need to have the voltage tested. So I would call the utility company and ask them to meter the voltage going into your house and see if let's eliminate that as a possibility. If that is okay, the second thing I would check is the plug that it's actually plugged into. I'd check the outlet to make sure it's properly grounded. And if it's properly grounded, then I think you've exhausted the two things that are the easiest to fix. And at that point, you might want to think about replacing the microwave.
All right. That sounds good.
Thanks so much for calling us at 888-MONEY-PIT.
Patrick in Tennessee is on the line and needs some help with a water feature. What can we do for you?
I have an aquaponic garden that was in the yard at our old house, and we moved. This new house is pretty much all pool and concrete in the back. And this aquaponic garden is basically about 150 gallons of water and 150 pounds of lumber that occupies about a 5 by 2.5 square foot area. And I'm just concerned if I put it on the concrete, if it'll crack.
So you're worried about the concrete cracking underneath it?
Correct.
And what are you talking about, like a concrete driveway, a concrete sidewalk? What are we talking about?
It's like a slab that goes around the pool.
What's the tank size? It's 200 gallons, did you say?
There's two tanks, one mounted above the other. So one's 100 gallons and one's 50 gallons.
So 150 gallons times 8 pounds per gallon. So you have over 1,000 pounds of water there, plus the lumber. That's not terrible. I mean, think of it. That's like 4 or 5 people standing on the concrete together.
Okay.
So I think it'd probably be okay. You know, I mean, it really depends on how thick the concrete is and that sort of thing. But generally speaking, concrete should be able to take folks standing shoulder to shoulder all around it without a problem.
Well, thank you so much.
Patrick, good luck with that project. Thanks so much for calling us at 888-MONEY-PIT.
You are tuned to the Money Pit Home Improvement Show, broadcasting from the Angie Studios. Caring for your home is easier than ever with Angie. Download the app today.
And just ahead, building a garden wall is a project that's fun to build on a beautiful spring day. We're going to share tips on how you can build a stone wall that will stand the test of time next.
You live in a Money Pit.
Inflation is surging and heating costs are expected to skyrocket this winter. Traditional space heaters can help, but they're expensive to run and can be dangerous as well.
That's why we like the Gen 40 infrared heater from Edenpure. The 5-pound heater produces 50% more heat than big box heaters that are 7 times heavier, and it costs less to operate.
The Gen 40 heater works by combining infrared heat and convection heat to warm a room. These two technologies work together to deliver even and more cost-effective heat.
And it's completely safe to use around pets and children because there's no exposed heating elements and it has multiple safety features to prevent fires. You can even use the Edenpure Gen 40 to keep cool in the summer with the fan-only setting.
And right now you can get an additional $50 off the lowest sale price by using our discount code MONEYPIT50. Just go to EdenPureDeals.com. That's EdenPureDeals.com, EdenPureDeals.com, and use discount code MONEYPIT50.
We're all spending more time in our backyards. With Rumblestone from Pavestone, you can create beautiful outdoor living spaces. A paver patio or walkway, a garden retaining wall, a grill enclosure, a fire pit, or even an outdoor kitchen. These rustic building blocks make it easy, and they look great. Rumblestone from Pavestone. To find a retailer near you, project ideas, and how-to videos, visit pavestone.com. That's pavestone.com.
The summer sun is really rough on your roof, but if you think you need a new roof, well, think again. You can save about 80% over the cost of a new roof with a RoofMax treatment. With more than 70 million square feet of roofing saved nationwide, RoofMax is a safe, easy, and affordable way to add years of life to your old roof, and it's guaranteed. To find a RoofMax contractor near you, just go to RoofMax.com. That's RoofMax, M-A-X-X.com.
You know what I love most about Angie?
That they get the job done right?
Yeah, that, but also that they're there for you throughout your entire time in a home. From help moving in, finding a painter for those exciting first days decorating your new home, through all the repairs, and then even getting the house ready when it's time to sell.
That's so true. They can really help with any home project.
And it's easy. Just download the free Angie app or visit Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I.com. A-N-G-I.com. Looking for an easy DIY project that'll transform your concrete patio, steps, or walkway? Check out Roller Rock from Deich Coatings. It's a tough, decorative, textured concrete coating you just roll on.
Roller Rock is a unique pre-mixed self-priming formula made from real stone. It resists water, stains, impact, and abrasion, comes in 15 colors, and updates any concrete surface.
Order your Roller Rock today to upgrade your home's exterior. Go to DeichCoatings.com. That's Deich, D-A-I-C-H, Coatings.com.
Money Pit is presented by LL Flooring, the official flooring partner of the Money Pit.
Making good homes better. This is the Money Pit Home Improvement Show on air and online at MoneyPit.com. I'm Tom Kreitler.
And I'm Leslie Segretti. Hey guys, do you ever feel like your home is actually a money pit? Well, listen, we get it. You definitely pour a lot of love into your houses, not to mention the cash. But it's all about perspective, and for us, a money pit isn't a disaster. It's the home we love.
That's right. So whether you're dealing with a repair or dreaming about a reno, you can consider us your coach, your helper, or when you need it, your home improvement therapist for all things remodel, decor, or fix-up when you listen to the Money Pit podcast. Follow us today at moneypit.com/podcast. That's moneypit.com/podcast.
And North Dakota, you're on the Money Pit. How can we help you?
I am living in a house that is over 100 years old, and it has an open staircase. The problem is that there is a bedroom that is above the staircase and adjoins it at the top, and part of the bedroom is cantilevered partially and then totally over the open staircase, and I have a big crack that's developing on an open area, and that area is cantilevered out about 6 feet from a load supporting wall. And I don't know if I can just patch it or if I need to put a support beam or jack or something underneath it, because this area is getting pretty worrisome. I've got two cracks that are about 3/8 of an inch and pretty long.
So, Ann, are these new cracks, or has it always been cracked?
It's always been cracked, but it's been a hairline for many years.
Oh, boy.
And then we had a massive flood.
How long ago was the flood?
That was in 97, and then the ground has been shifting ever since. Since that flood, the cracks have gotten bigger.
When we have cracks in walls and foundations and things like that, we always like to determine if they're active or inactive, because frankly, all homes have cracks. If you tell me that over the last 20 or so years that this crack has opened from a hairline to 3/8 of an inch, it might be active. I'm not actually convinced of that yet, but I am concerned enough to tell you that you probably should have it looked at by an expert. What I'd like you to do is go to the website for the American Society of Home Inspectors. That's ASHI, ASHI.com. And find a home inspector in your area. There's a zip code sorting tool there that's a member of ASHI. And talk to two or three of them and find one that specializes in structural issues like this, and have them look at it and see if we can determine, based on that inspection, whether or not this is an active ongoing situation or just a crack in an old plaster wall that needs to be fixed. It's not unusual for old homes to have lots of cracks in them, and especially around a staircase, because just the way homes were framed back then is different than they would be today, and so that's not an uncommon area for cracks to develop. But I think we need to determine for your own sort of sanity, if nothing else, whether or not this is active and ongoing or something that's really just historical. Does that make sense?
It sure does.
All right, and good luck with that project. Thanks so much for calling us at 888-MONEY-PIT.
Well, stone garden walls are synonymous with strength and permanence, but a poorly built wall can crumble in no time at all.
Well, that's true, but there's no getting around it. I mean, building a stone wall is hard work. When it comes to building a quality wall, you need to lay the groundwork first, and it all starts with the footing. You really need a firm base before you start stacking stones, or your wall is going to move. So what you want to do is dig a trench just below the frost line, about 2 feet wider than the wall. Then you line it with landscape fabric before you set down a base of washed stones. And that stone base allows water to drain away. And that's really key to preventing freezing and thawing under the wall, which will cause it to move. And that fabric is also going to prevent the surrounding soil from clogging the gaps in the stones, which also can block the drainage.
Now, Tom, there's really two ways that you can go about building this wall, right? You either use mortar or you stack them up like building blocks. So is there a way that's better than the other?
Well, I mean, there's traditional sort of the New England-style fieldstone walls. They're stacked without mortar. It's called dry laid, basically. You're dry laying the stones. However,
mortared walls also are super strong, and that's an important consideration if you're building like a retaining wall, maybe a sitting wall. And you can actually preserve that dry laid look while getting the strength advantages of mortar by using a mortar that's been pigmented. So you can pigment the mortar like dark gray, and you sort of rake the joints between the stones. It all blends in very nicely, and then it's kind of hard to tell whether it's dry laid or not, but you've got the strength of doing a mortar wall.
Now, what about once you've got the footing sort of set and you know you've got a sturdy base, how do you order the stones in the wall? Are you using the biggest, or are you kind of mixing and matching things to sort of fit what's in the space?
Well, all you puzzle makers out there will love this because it all fits together just like that. I mean, you start generally with the very large base stones. They're placed first. And then the smaller stones are used to fill around those gaps. They really need to lay flush along the face of that wall. So that's what you pay attention to. And then you sort of work backwards from there. And if you're using mortar, you want to make sure to dry fit the stones before you commit with the mortar. You don't want to find that it doesn't fit when you've got a piece of stone that's all covered with wet mortar, because it's going to get all over the place. But if you build the wall right, I mean, it literally will last 100 years. Give it a shot. I mean, don't start with a big, huge retaining wall. Maybe a garden wall would be a nice place to start, and you'll get it done the weekend, and you can enjoy it throughout the years ahead.
Brian in Louisiana, you've got the Money Pit. How can we help you today?
Got about a 72-year-old home. And its own piers. The other night I'd heard some banging going around underneath there. Well, long story short, it was a raccoon and was chasing a cat under there or something, but it busted my hot water line. Yeah. So with the problem was I wasn't here when it happened, and so it ran for Friday night, Saturday, and Sunday. I come back, and it's ended up to where part of my house has sunk down a little bit. Now, I've tried to get underneath there myself, and on my north side of my home, it's up about 2 feet, but as I got closer to that water line, the house is only about 6 or 7 inches under, you know, so I can't get to it. I'm going to have to dig to get to it. But my question was, is I don't know if I'm kind of reluctant about calling my insurance company. I don't know if they would cover that.
Yeah, if it's I think actually they would. If it's a sudden dispersal of water like that is usually the term, sudden dispersal. You know, if it was a slow leak over time. But I think they may very well cover that. I can't be sure, but I would definitely make the call, or at least talk to your insurance agent.
What I'm concerned about is I've had 2 or 3 people tell me that. Well, you know, if you call your insurance company, what they're going to do is if they don't cover it, or if they try and get out of it, that they're going to end up dropping you, you know.
I mean, people have claims. You have to file a claim. Like, it happens. That's what the insurance is there for.
It's a pipe break, and whether it was caused by an animal or not, it's a sudden dispersal. So I think it is covered.
Oh, and, yeah, you know, the hot water just dropped. I mean, you know, when I came back and I saw water from on the driveway, and I went, what the heck? I went inside, and when I tried to turn the faucet on, hot water, just nothing, you know, and then I put two and two together. It didn't take long.
I mean, if the raccoon did it on purpose, then it's another story.
Well, I mean, I didn't pay him to do it. You know,
exactly.
And
that was an act of domestic terrorism.
I had trapped 3 of them.
They got your name. You got a reputation.
Yes,
there
they
in
do.
The
they got it etched in their in their home underneath there.
Let me give you a suggestion here.
Okay,
because
please.
You have such a mess and you have so many things have been affected by this.
Uh-huh.
What you might want to do is hire a public adjuster. Now, a public adjuster works for you. They file the claim on your behalf with the insurance company, and they don't miss a thing. They don't miss a coat of paint. They don't miss a washer, a nut, a piece of sandpaper. They get it all in there. And then they negotiate the settlement with the insurance company, and they work on a percentage of the claim. So they get paid through the claim process, but
they find
so much that they end up covering their cost.
Uh-huh.
And you could talk with the public adjuster about how to make sure, you don't, if possible, look like a bad risk for them, because you're going to have new plumbing when this is all done. But you might very well get a lot of this covered as part of that. I mean, I wouldn't mess with trying to get a raccoon out on my own, and I wouldn't that water pipe on my own. You can talk to your insurance agent if you have an independent insurance agent, or you could also talk to an attorney. These guys are all over the place. Just make sure that they've got a good reputation and talk with one. See if they're not going to take the job unless they think that you've got a claim, because that's how they get paid. Public adjusters are licensed by the Louisiana Department of Insurance, and so that would be a good place for you to start. You could probably get a list of licensees.
Okay. That's great. Yeah, that's what I needed to know. Man, I'm so glad that y'all are here. I listen to y'all all the time, you know.
Well, we're happy to have you, and we're glad we're able to help you out. All right, so you take care now, and good luck with that project.
You are tuned to the Money Pit, broadcasting from the Angie Studios. Get your home projects well done with Angie. Download the app today. Coming up, decorative shutters definitely add curb appeal, but real shutters actually safeguard your windows from storms. We're going to have tips on how these can be added to your home when the Money Pit returns.
888 Money Pit.
Is your concrete driveway, sidewalk, or patio looking old and worn? Well, time exposure to the elements can cause concrete to flake, discolor, and just look dull. But now, you can easily recap and restore your concrete surfaces with new QuickCrete Recap Concrete Resurfacer at a fraction of the cost of replacing it, and you can do it yourself. QuickCrete Recap will give you a durable new-look finish that will last for years. To watch the how-to video for Recap, visit QuickCrete.com. That's QuickCrete.com. Installing a tile backsplash countertop or shower wall really improves the look and function of a home. It's not a hard job if you have the right materials. That's why I like SimpleMat and Simple Grout by Custom Building Products.
There's no mortar, no mixing, and no mess. SimpleMat is a strong adhesive mat that instantly and permanently bonds tile to your wall, then immediately grout with pre-mixed Simple Grout, so your project can be completed in one day.
Find SimpleMat and Simple Grout at Home Depot and HomeDepot.com. Learn more at thesimplemat.com.
Hi, this is Brian Martin, General Manager of River Common Senior Living. One of the most rewarding things about what I do is watching the positive transformation that often occurs when a senior moves here to our beautiful, independent retirement community. Seniors can become isolated, find it hard to eat good, healthy meals, and even just get around. I call this a failure to thrive. At River Commons, we solve those challenges. You are surrounded by friendly people with similar life experiences. Chef Shalisa and her crew provide three delicious and healthy meals daily. Activities Director Ernie always has a wide variety of things to do, from arts and crafts to outings on our 25-passenger bus. Plus, we provide utilities, cable TV, scheduled transportation, weekly housekeeping, and more. We see seniors go from survive to thrive, and that is just a wonderful thing. Call today for a tour or luncheon a tour and experience River Commons for yourself. 221-2121 or on the web river-commons.com.
City of Reading cares about clean, affordable transportation. Reading Electric Utilities' new income-qualified electric vehicle voucher program reduces the purchase or lease price on eligible new or used electric vehicles by $3,000. Fuel prices are on the rise, but RU rates remain low. EV drivers pay the equivalent of about $1.10 per gallon versus the paid price at the pump by gas vehicle drivers. Find out if you qualify at cityofreading.org/rebate and enjoy fuel savings in an EV that fits your lifestyle. Funding is limited, so don't wait. Apply now.
Satisfy your cravings with Roliberto's Taco Shop at the corner of California and Placer in downtown Reading. Enjoy breakfast burritos from 9 a.m. to noon for only $6.99. And don't miss Taco Tuesday. Choose from chicken, beef, or ground beef tacos for only $2.25 each. Roliberto's Taco Shop also offers burritos, taco salads, and delicious combination plates, including two crispy tacos, a taco and enchilada, taco and tostada, carne asada, fajitas, and more at Roliberto's Taco Shop at 1701 California Street in downtown Reading. Mention you heard this ad on KCNR and receive a free taco between 6 and 9 p.m. Open Monday through Wednesday, 9 a.m. to 10 p.m. Thursday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 2 a.m. and Sundays, 9 a.m. to 6 p.m. Order through DoorDash for delivery or call 530-605-0724 for takeout, or join us at Roliberto's Taco Shop at the corner of California and Placer in downtown Reading.
KCNR invites you to join us the second Friday of the month starting at 8 a.m. for the Gorman Law Hour, featuring local attorney Patrick Gorman, a legal expert when it comes to injured workers, compensation claims, and employee claims. So, if you have a legal question or just wonder whether or not you have a legal issue or problem, talk to Patrick Gorman, attorney at law, during the Gorman Law Hour, starting at 8 a.m. the second Friday of the month on KCNR.
This is Ted Leidy with Northern Firearms Instruction. Do you have a crazy schedule and can't seem to get to a class to qualify for your CCW, CCW renewal, or maybe learn to use that new firearm you just purchased? Consider a private class with NFI. Learn to shoot a handgun, rifle, shotgun, or even a BB gun. Classes are taught by an instructor that you choose on your dates and location. Give NFI a call at 530-999-1822 or visit us online at usgunpro.com. This is Ted Leidy, and I'll see you at the range.
Every Monday from 6 to 8 p.m., join us at Radio Wasteland, your local guide to the unexplained and the unknown. Each week, we cover all things unexplained, from the moving stars in the sky to the things that go bump in the night. Visit us as we explore these topics and more as our in-studio team digs deeper with featured guests and listener call-ins. Mondays are rough, but now your overworked brain has a chance for some sweet relief with Radio Wasteland.
Radio Wasteland, Mondays at 6 on KCNR.
Pit is presented by Angie. Angie's List is now Angie, your home for everything home. However you want your next project done, Angie helps you get it done. Download the Angie app today or visit Angie.com.
Making good homes better, this is the Money Pit Home Improvement Show. I'm Tom Kreitler.
And I'm Leslie Segretti.
And we are here to help you take on the projects you want to get done around your house. Leslie, did you do any projects this weekend?
Remember how we always have that electrical issue in the backyard with the wisteria that's kind of grown crazy and it's on? So at the end of last year when there was the fire and the neighbors sort of power lines, they came and they really cut down all of that wisteria, and it left all of this dead vinage sort of wrapped around our skip laurels, and it was really a disaster. So we got in there and we trimmed everything back, and we were really hoping that tackling that at the end of the fall was going to lead for a beautiful spring, and so far we're not seeing that. So I'm kind of trying to figure out what we can do to bring this beautiful backyard greenery wall that we had to something, because right now I'm just looking at a bunch of power lines in the high school, and I hate it.
The tree trimmers at the power companies hire.
They're not artists.
They're butchers.
They're not tree butchers.
Oh,
my God. They just really... I'm sure there could have been a way to leave something, but they just went crazy and then left everything dead. So it was just a nightmare.
Yeah, their job is to clear the trees from the power lines, but nice, healthy trimming of the tree, that's not part of their work order.
I know.
Yeah, their job is basically to clear the branches from the power lines, but to do anything that's going to be attractive to the homeowner, well, forget about it. It's not going to happen.
And now I think everything's dead, so now I'm sad.
Good job, power company. Good job.
Thanks a lot. But I'm hoping, you know, it's like usually come early May, some of that wisteria is starting to green up. I'm seeing no signs of anything coming. So I think anything that's kind of left there is just dead. And I think anything that we sort of clear away from the backside of the skip laurel that was kind of just overhanging on it, I think it's done a ton of damage to our skip laurels. So it's like everything has thinned out and weird. And I'm hoping like a good fertilization and the warm weather and things being back on a watering cycle will kind of change that, but it's not looking good right now.
This reminds me of when my utility company, the water company, replaced the water meters, and they had to break up the sidewalk in front of our house to do that, and I understand that. And I figured, okay, they're going to put it back. Well, they did. They put our concrete sidewalk back, but they used asphalt. And I'm like, nice. Yeah, blends nicely. You can hardly see it. Yeah, and there it sat for probably about a year until they finally got around to taking out the asphalt and putting concrete in. But, yeah, the utility companies just don't care what it looks like to the house. Trees, concrete, sidewalks, doesn't matter.
At the same time as all of this was going on in the back of the house, the front of the house, they ran new gas lines from the road to everybody's house. So it was like one half of the road definitely had where the main was, so they dug up that whole half, and then the other side just had these offshoots that went to every house. So we're on the side that has the offshoots, so we just got these like little strips of repair, while the other side of the street is all beautiful and paved and lovely. So we have like one half of our road is gorgeous and black and shiny and new, and the other half is this patchwork disaster. And I was like, hey, what are the plans to refinish this side? And they're like, oh, you're looking at it. It's done. And you're like, oh, okay, thanks. You know, so it's like the front of the house is a mess, the back of the house is a mess, and it's all the utilities. I can't do anything about it.
Donna in Washington, you've got the Money Pit. What can we do for you today?
I live in an old, not it's a two-story cedar shingle house. And anyway, years ago, I used to be able to put a lipstick stain on it, and I kept it stained, but then they changed the law where I couldn't use stain anymore. So it was painted in the late, probably 99. Well, now the paint started peeling, so I had one of my sons came and pressure washed it. This is about 2 years ago now. But he couldn't get all the paint off, and it's flaky, and it's because of the shingles and these little grooves, you can't get it all out. And I live in a two-tone house, a brown stain where the paint's peeling and the green where the paint's not peeling, and it looks terrible. And I've called, I've phoned two different contractors and gave them the address, and they must have just come by and looked at it, and they never even called back, let alone stopped by.
Chased them off, huh?
Yeah. Yes, plus they have to have a special license because the house is so old, it has to be in this state anyway. It cost them thousands and thousands of dollars because in case there's lead outside in the paint, well, it was stained, not painted.
So, you know, aside from all the drama associating with this, it's really quite a basic problem. When you have all of these layers of paint that are on the material over all of these years, at some point you're going to lose adhesion to the original substrate, which is the cedar. The only solution in that case is to remove the paint to get down to the originally natural wood. So pressure washing it is fine for the loose stuff, but beyond that, you've got to scrape and sand because you've got to get some of that natural wood to kind of show itself through the remaining stained areas that are painted, because once it's ready, truly ready, where you've got all the loose stuff off and your surface has been abraded properly, then you can apply an oil-based primer. And the purpose of the primer is kind of a layer. It has different qualities than paint. Primer is the glue that makes the paint stick. And so if you use an oil-based primer on there, you'll get very good adhesion to the cedar. Once that thoroughly dries, then you can paint on top of that. And the top coat of paint does not have to be oil-based, but the primer does. That's what's going to give the adhesion. But you can't just keep putting good paint over bad paint. Otherwise, the problem of peeling will just continue to repeat itself. Does that make sense, Donna?
Okay. Thank you.
Well, window shutters look great and they add curb appeal, but most of us have shutters that are just purely aesthetic. So now, real shutters are functional and they really do help safeguard your windows in a storm, and they'll also keep out harsh sun in the summer.
Now, you have to remember that the shutters we see today are modeled very loosely, I might add, from the original wood shutters that had a more practical than decorative purpose. Now, they actually attached on the inside of the window trim and they had a hinge that allowed you to protect the glass from any flying debris or provide some shade. Now, when they're open, the shutters are held in place by a pivoting metal hook, which is actually called a shutter dog.
Now, if you want a real functioning shutter, I mean, does that still exist?
Oh, yeah. They can be custom made, but even big box stores will have them online along with the hardware you need. But they're not inexpensive, and I've seen them anywhere from a couple of hundred to $1,000 a pair. Now, if you can't do the whole house at once, you could start with the front for appearance, or maybe do the south and east sides of the house, which get the most sun.
Now, if you do go with a real wood shutter, I mean, one more thing you've got to think about is painting. And you got to remember that if you want to protect these shutters against moisture, you actually have to paint all six sides. And, I mean, that includes all sides, all edges, front, back. You can't skip here.
Yeah, and these are not the wooden sort of louvered panels. They're motorized, made of metal, and mounted on the top of the window. Now, if a storm is coming or you want that extra level of security, you hit a button and they lower automatically. And they do a really good job of keeping flying debris from breaking through your window. They're great options for the right house.
All right, so now that's a regular wood shutter, but if you find that you live in an area that's at risk for hurricanes or tropical storms, there is another type of shutter that you can install. It's called a hurricane shutter, and these can help you reduce insurance premiums and the cost associated with hurricane damage. Now, Tom, where do these go? Are these kind of like in a casement on the top of the window, or are they like a full shutter?
Yeah, they're not the wooden louvered panels. They're motorized, they're made of metal, and they're mounted at the top of the window. Now, if a storm is coming or you want that extra level of security, you hit a button or you open the app and they lower automatically. And they really do a good job of keeping flying debris from breaking through your windows. So if you live in an area that, say, is hurricane prone or super high winds, they're a really good option to have.
You are tuned to the Money Pit. Give us a call with your home repair or your home improvement question 24/7 right here at 888-MONEY-PIT. Coming up, paint offers one of the easiest and least expensive ways that you can transform a space. And it seems so easy, right? Well, it is, unless you make one very common mistake. We're going to share that secret to painting success just ahead.
Mm-hmm. live in a money pit.
Carrier's new IntelliSense technology is changing how HVAC dealers and technicians help customers. Available exclusively on Performance Series systems and Ecobee for Carrier thermostats, IntelliSense provides remote diagnostics and real-time updates, which means smarter techs and happier customers. With IntelliSense, Carrier dealers can monitor the health of HVAC systems and detect issues early, analyze fault codes, and recommend solutions. Learn more about IntelliSense, the simply smart choice for comfort and affordability. Ask your local Carrier dealer or visit carrier.com. A well-insulated home can make a real difference in your heating and cooling bills, but also in your comfort level.
That's right. Even if the thermostat says that your house is warm, a cool draft or cold floors can make you feel uncomfortable.
Our friends at Owens Corning produce some of the most innovative and high-quality insulating products on the market. I'm especially impressed with their pink next-gen fiberglass insulation.
That's the product that you tricked me into thinking was cotton balls last year. I still cannot believe how soft and strong it was. I mean, it was amazing, and it wasn't itchy after working on it at all.
Right. Pink next-gen fiberglass insulation from Owens Corning is made with advanced fiber technology. It feels as soft as cotton, so it's not itchy or scratchy to handle, but it's also strong and much easier to install. It just slides right into the wall and expands to fit snugly in place.
You can find pink next-gen fiberglass insulation and other great Owens Corning insulation products at Home Depot and Lowe's stores, or visit homedepot.com or lowes.com.
Outdoor concrete projects are quick and easy with QuickCrete fast-setting concrete mix in the red bag. It's great for setting fence posts, a mailbox, deck footings, or even a small slab. QuickCrete fast-setting concrete in the red bag makes setting posts quick and easy. There's no mixing. Just pour the dry mix into the hole and soak it with water. It sets hard in 20 to 40 minutes. It's that quick and that easy. You'll find QuickCrete fast-setting concrete mix at home improvement stores. Look for it in the red bag.
Angie's List is now Angie, your home for everything home. They make tackling your project as simple as possible from start to finish. So start crossing things off your to-do list. From major renovations and home repair to help with a move, installation, or even cleaning. Angie doesn't just get your home projects done, they get them done well. Download the free Angie mobile app today or visit Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I.com. A-N-G-I.com. Are you looking for an easy DIY project that'll transform your concrete patio steps or walkway? Check out Roller Rock from Dice Coatings. It's a tough, decorative, textured concrete coating that you just roll on. Made from real stone, Roller Rock is a unique pre-mixed self-priming formula that resists water, stains, impact, and abrasion. It's available in 15 colors and can update any concrete surface. Order your Roller Rock today to upgrade your home's exterior. Go to DiceCoatings.com. That's D-A-I-C-H Coatings.com.
Pit is presented by Deitch Coatings. Deitch Coatings is the official coatings partner of the Money Pit. Available online at Home Depot, Lowe's, and DeitchCoatings.com. That's D-A-I-C-H Coatings.com.
Where home solutions live, welcome back to the Money Pit Home Improvement Show. I'm Tom Kreitler.
And I'm Leslie Segretti, and we are broadcasting from the Angie Studios. Angie's here to get all your home projects not just done, but well done.
And they do mean all, from lawn care to plumbing, roof repair to repainting, and maintenance to remodel. Download the Angie app today to get started.
All right, you're here with Team Money Pit, and we want to help you tackle all of those home improvement projects that you've got on your to-do list. And if you can dream it, you can build it, and we can help. Be sure to join us on the Money Pit podcast every Monday and Thursday. You can grab yours for free at moneypit.com/podcast. Well, paint offers one of the easiest and least expensive ways that you can transform a space. And it seems so easy, right? You know, you pick a color, you open the can, you dunk in your brush, and you're good to go. Now, this is why homeowners often make the very common and disastrous step of skipping that painting prep work.
Yeah, unfortunately, if the surfaces aren't clean, they're not patched, sanded, and primed beforehand, very disappointing results are definitely sure to follow. Take the primer coat, for example. I mean, primer is the glue adhering paint to the wall. It makes sure that that all-important top coat goes on smoothly. And without it, your carefully chosen paint color is going to look uneven and begin to peel away from the walls. That's going to send you right back to the store for your second attempt, not to mention having to get rid of all that loose paint that's peeling off.
Yeah, and one more thing. Before you choose that color, you want to research the formulations and the sheens that are going to work best for your space, and always go with the highest quality paint that you can buy. Now, a top-of-the-line finish goes on beautifully, it's going to last longer, and it really will deliver the best return on investment over the long haul. So definitely spending a little bit more for those gallons of paint is worth it.
Yeah, I'm glad you mentioned sheen, because that really is an important part that people forget about, because semi-gloss looks great on trim. But add anything with even the slightest sheen to a wall surface, and you're going to see every possible imperfection the next time the sunlight gets cast across that surface. Now, when it comes to walls and ceiling paint, you want to choose a washable flat. And the shine or the sheen of your choosing for trim, cabinets, or floors. But don't use anything with any sheen whatsoever on those walls and ceilings, because not only sunlight, but you turn lights on. And as it casts across those walls or surfaces, you see the nail pops, you see the uneven surfaces, you see the bad sanding that was done when the drywall was first installed, and so on. So just be really careful with that. Stick with the washable flats. You'll be much happier.
Robert in Texas is on the line with the Money Pit. What's going on at your house?
I've got a faucet, a wall faucet that I replaced. It's new. And every time I turn a hot water heater or a hot water on, it sounds like a trumpet's going off.
Oh, boy. Okay.
It's musical.
Yeah. It sounds like there might be a problem with that faucet. There's a washer inside of it that sometimes when it expands like that because of the hot water, it starts to sort of whine. And I might try this to start with. I might take the aerator off the tip of the faucet and see if it repeats itself. And
okay.
If it still happens with that, then I would switch out that faucet.
Because okay.
I don't think there's anything going to harm you from using it. It's just going to annoy the heck out of you. But I would do the easy thing first, which would be to remove the aerator, just to make sure it's not an obstruction there. Because sometimes you get debris in the line that will block that.
Okay.
Even though it's water, you'd think it'd be debris free. But I got to tell you, having pulled a lot of those off over the years, you'll see a lot of grime and grit and sometimes tiny even pieces of metal in it. So try that first. And if that doesn't work, then I think it's the faucet issue.
Okay. Like I said, brand new, but I guess that don't matter.
Yeah. Well, listen, if it's brand new, then you take it back and replace it or get another one. Get a different brand.
Yeah. Okay. Well, I'll give that a shot and see if it works then.
This is the Money Pit broadcasting from the Angie Studios. Angie's List is now Angie, your home for everything home. When you need your next project done, Angie helps you get it well done. Download the Angie app today. Coming up, if you want healthy trees and shrubs all summer long, now is the time to get daring and trim all of those trees and things. I know it's going to be a big one. We're going to talk you through it. So stick around.
You live in a Money Pit.
What is happening in the state of Jefferson? To find out, listen to the Jefferson State of Mind program Sunday mornings at 9 a.m. on KCNR with your hosts Wayne Carpenter and Terry Raposa. To catch up on past broadcasts or to listen anytime, go to KCNR1460.com and click on the archives link.
ACA, come out and play. Have you seen the bill we all have to pay? The time has come for 51 in a Jefferson State of Mind.
At Shasta Regional Medical Center, we're specialists in emergency care with the experience and training to deliver expert diagnosis and treatment to all emergency patients. Shasta Regional Medical Center is certified as an advanced primary stroke facility and is one of the nation's 50 top cardiovascular hospitals and is a fully accredited chest pain center. In an emergency when every minute has meaning and every second counts, choose Shasta Regional Medical Center, your choice for emergency care. Shasta Regional Medical Center, caring for our community when minutes matter.
Hi, this is Chuck Kenny with Shasta Gas Propane. It's been a while since I've cut a new radio spot, but I feel I need to issue a warning about energy prices during this fall winter. Just as Obama said after he was elected, elections have consequences. This winter, our country will suffer some of the consequences of the last election. I'm not a politician, but I am a businessman, and many of the decisions of this current administration will drastically affect energy prices this winter and going forward. Already we are experiencing record high propane costs and prices. Remember, our motto at Shasta Gas Propane is, our customers are warm friends. We will treat you like friends this winter and do our best to help you through this high price winter. Give us a call at 365-3793. That's 365-3793.
Attention all hunting enthusiasts. Don't miss the 29th annual banquet for the Redding chapter of the Safari Club International taking place at 5 p.m. at the Wind River Resort Center on April 29th. This year's event promises to be bigger and better than ever, featuring an exciting auction with amazing prizes such as hunting trips, guns, equipment, and artwork. And that's not all. There'll be games and a drawing for even more chances to win. For more information and to get your tickets, go to sciredding.org. We'll see you there.
A jewel of the North State, a place we love to go and love being members.
The view, the best in the North State, from the restaurants, meeting rooms, and of course on the award-winning 18-hole golf course, Riverview Golf and Country Club. It's the place to belong.
Go in and meet the friendly staff today or go to their website at riverviewgolf.net and find out about their introductory memberships.
Riverview Golf and Country Club, corporate, social, tennis, fitness, and golf. Get it all. Become a member.
It's affordable and fun. Riverview Golf and Country Club.
Com for details.
The Money Pit is presented by Angie. Angie's List is now Angie, your home for everything home. However you want your next project done, Angie helps you get it done. Download the Angie app today or visit Angie.com.
Where home solutions live, this is the Money Pit Home Improvement Show, where we make good homes better. Well, at least we try. I'm Tom Kreitler.
And I'm Leslie Segretti.
Here to help you take on those projects you want to get done around your house. Reach out to us with those questions by going to moneypit.com/ask.
Lori wrote in hoping to get some ideas on repairing a rotted wood frame window in her tub shower. She says they had a tub surround installed about 15 years ago, and water got between the tub surround and the wall, and now it looks horrid.
Yeah, you know, water and wood certainly don't mix, and rotted wood is very common in these frames. But you know what? If that rotted area is limited, you could actually fill it in. One product that can help is a product by a company called Abitron. It's called Wood Epox. Now, the way this works is it's a two-part putty, like it's sort of like an A and a B. And you take out about half of what you need to fill this hole from the A side, half from the B side, and you knead it like dough together. And it's cool because it's really lightweight stuff. But once you knead it and you sort of like stick it in that area where the rot is, it solidifies and it becomes workable just like wood. So you put in just a little bit more than you need, and you can sand it, you can file it, you can cut it. And actually, when it's all done, once you prime that windowsill again, it's going to look just like the real thing. And the other thing that you can do is to add a small waterproof shower curtain and stave off as much water as you can. Leslie, that's one of your tricks of the trade right there.
Yeah, I mean, the shower curtains are always key to keeping areas dry, and it doesn't always have to be in an area that goes out into the space. So definitely find a nice shower curtain. You can use it to protect those walls, and then hopefully that water is not going to get to that spot again. Next up, we've got one from Charlene who wants to know, what are the benefits of artificial versus real grass, considering cost, watering, sitting, playing, mowing? Well, Charlene, as a person who just has turf newly, this is going to be, I think, our second summer with it. First of all, it's super weird in the winter when the grass in the backyard is, like, bright green and gorgeous. But the best part there is, I mean, the kids are outside playing in the yard all the time. And instead of having these dead patches in front of the soccer net, I now have a beautiful green lawn. Yes, it was expensive to put in. I'm not going to lie. I got bids across the board from reasonable to way out of our range. But we picked something that was lush. It looks really good. I do rinse it with the hose twice a week just to keep things clean. It does get warm when the kids are playing on it in the hotter temps, but it's gorgeous. And if you can swing it, I say go for it.
Well, if you want healthy trees and shrubs all summer long, don't be afraid to make the cut. Right now, Leslie explains in today's edition of Leslie's Last Word.
Yeah, you know, pruning trees and shrubs really is one of those top outdoor tasks for springtime, and the pruning is going to encourage all of those trees and shrubs to have lush new growth and give them better air circulation. It also clears away any of those dead branches, which could be a safety hazard in these spring storms. Now, spring is a great time to prune any summer flowering plants. They're still dormant, and their bare limbs are going to make it easy to see the plant structure as you refine and reshape. And the only plantings that you shouldn't go after with pruning shears are young or newly planted trees. You need to give them a chance to put down their roots and grow up in those great outdoors before you start, you know, reshaping everything. Got to give them a chance before you mess them up.
Hey, coming up on the next show, did you guys know a whopping 92% of today's home buyers are searching online to find a home? That's why web appeal is clearly the new curb appeal. On the next edition of The Money Pit, we're going to give you guys tips on how to take the best photos of your house so it shows well and brings you the highest possible offers on the very next edition of The Money Pit. I'm Tom Kreitler.
And I'm Leslie Segretti.
Remember, you can do it yourself.
But you don't have to do it alone.
Signs, signs, signs. That's right, Wonderland Signs has your signs. Big signs, we do them. Vehicle wraps, we do them. If it's a sign, we do them. Vinyl, paint, 3D murals, big, little, inside, outside, every sign you could want.
Sorry, Bob, could we sign a monster truck read? Could you do that again?
When you need sign work, Wonderland Signs is the one. Featuring the highest quality materials, longest warranties in the area, all at competitive prices. Wonderland Signs quality can't and won't be beat. From vinyl architectural to banners to magnetics, from 3D to vehicle wraps to sandblasted to murals. If it's a visual message you want to send, we can deliver. Plus, being that we are fully licensed, bonded, and insured contractors, we can install them and other sign shops can't. We even offer financing on many sign types. Check us out online at WonderlandSigns.com or come by the shop on South Market and meet the Wonderland Signs staff.
Mention this ad and get 50% off any pair of magnetic signs.
Wonderland Signs, now celebrating 33 years in business in the North State with amazing attention to detail and quality service. Wonderland Signs.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.
Breaking news this hour from townhall.com. I'm Ron DeRockstra. The Supreme Court weighed in Friday night on access to a widely used abortion pill. Mark Sherman reports the justices were asked to decide whether restrictions imposed by lower courts should remain in effect while a challenge to the FDA approval of mifepristone plays out in the federal courts.
All the court was doing was ruling on that very narrow issue. It wasn't saying anything at all about medication abortion or mifepristone. Just whether the status quo, the situation that exists today, should remain in place while the legal case continues, first in the Fifth Circuit, a court of appeals based in New Orleans, and then potentially at the Supreme Court.
The court's action almost certainly will leave access to mifepristone unchanged, at least until next year as the appeals play out. Speaking at a GOP rally in Fort Myers, Florida Friday night, former President Trump says once he gets elected, he has plans for the Justice Department.
On day one of my new administration, I will direct the DOJ to investigate every radical DA and attorney general in America for their illegal, racist, in reverse enforcement of the law.
Separately, Manhattan District Attorney Alvin Bragg agreed to let Republicans on the House Judiciary Committee question an ex-prosecutor about the criminal case against the former president. Under the agreement, committee members will be able to question Mark Pomerantz under oath next month in Washington. Authorities say 17 apartment buildings were evacuated in a Russian city near the Ukrainian border after an explosive device was found at the site where the bomb accidentally dropped by a Russian warplane earlier caused a powerful blast. The blast Thursday left three people dead in Belgorod. Late reports say the bomb was removed and residents were allowed to go home. News and analysis at townhall.com.
Dr. Gorka here, and I want to talk to you for a minute about the 100% drug-free relief factor. We all deal with aches and pains in our day-to-day lives, and I have had my fair share, including injuries like a detached quad muscle that, I can tell you, fell into the category of really bad pain. But I've been able to manage the pain by taking relief factor. It helps your own body to attack and fight off sources of inflammation, the source of most of our aches and pains, and I've loved it for years now. Almost 70% of the more than 500,000 people who have tried Relief Factor end up ordering more. That's because it works for them the way it worked for me. Isn't it time for you to get out of pain? Your first step to becoming pain-free should be to order the 3-week quick starter pack for the discounted price of only $19.95. Go to relieffactor.com, call 800-4-RELIEF to find out more about this offer. Feel the difference.
China's economic growth accelerated in the latest quarter as consumers flocked back to shops and restaurants following the abrupt end of antivirus controls.
The 4.5% growth in domestic product from January to March compared to the same period in 2022 was the fastest in the past year. The government data showed the quarter outpaced the 2.9% growth in the previous quarter. But authorities cautioned that China will likely face import and export pressures in coming months and warned of inadequate domestic market demand in the world's number two economy.
Jeremy House reports China's government earlier set this year's economic growth target at around 5%, a goal that will only be met if GDP grows faster in the months ahead. Police are enforcing a curfew in a community on the southern fringes of Jamaica's capital after gunmen opened fire on people boarding a public minibus, wounding seven, including three children. More at townhall.com. An important civil rights setting is on the move.
An Alabama home where Martin Luther King Jr. planned the 1965 Selma to Montgomery marches has been sold to a historical museum in Michigan and will be moved to a site near Detroit. The Jackson House will be dismantled later this year and moved to the Henry Ford Museum's Greenville Village in Dearborn. The project, expected to take up to 3 years. The 3,000-square-foot bungalow provided a safe haven for King and other civil rights leaders as they strategized the three marches protesting racist Jim Crow laws that prevented black people from voting in the Deep South. John Scott reported.
After cutting U.S. vehicle prices four times this year, Tesla is now raising them by $2,500. The prices raised on the slow-selling, more expensive models could be an effort to appease investors who sold off the company's stock Thursday after earnings and profit margins dropped due to the previous price cuts. More at townhall.com.
Do you have something you'd like to get painted? Then bring it to Victory Powder Coating. Powder coating is a durable, colorful, environmentally friendly alternative to paint. It's useful in automotive, agricultural, decorative, and high-temperature applications. Victory Powder Coating has become the North State leader in powder coating applications and metal finishing. They specialize in large industrial items like truck beds, agricultural equipment, and trailers. They're dedicated to providing superior work and outstanding customer care. Consider Victory Powder Coating for your next project. Victory Powder Coating.
Hi, this is Dr. Trudy Pratt. My chiropractic and nutrition practice in downtown Reading has been helping people feel better for over 20 years. We pride ourselves in really listening to our patients and then tailoring a program of nutrition, chiropractic care, massage, and exercise that's just right for you. The results can be dramatic. Call 244-7873. That's 244-7873. Thank you.
News Radio Studios in Midtown Manhattan, giving you opinions and facts with a positive outlook. It's Brian Kilmeade.
Hi, everyone. Brian Kilmeade back in studio. Thanks so much for listening, and thanks for being here. We've got a great hour coming your way. Will Hurd's in studio. Jamie Metzl at the bottom of the hour. Remember the WHO Advisory Committee. We know the revelations that came out yesterday. Possibly not only one leak, but two leaks from a lab. And nobody thinks it's coming from some type of bat to another type of animal. Nobody's found the animal yet. Today is going to be a big day. There's going to be a lot of hearings. Finance Committee and the IRS. Going to hear from the Foreign Relations Committee exposing Putin's crimes and evidence in the Russian war. And the president will be delivering remarks on his bottom-up economic principles. 37% of the country approve of the way he's handling the economy. So you know how much I'm interested in that. So before we get to Congressman Hurd, let's get to the big three.
Now, with the stories you need to know, it's Brian's Big Three.
Number three.
You look at this whole special district. Walt Disney Corporation obviously owns a lot of it, but the district owns other land. What should we do with this land? Try to do more amusement parks. Someone even said, like, maybe you need another state prison. Who knows?
Guys, Disney download. Governor DeSantis' fight with Disney has caused his possible GOP presidential opponents to pick a fight with him, calling this brawl with CEO Bob Iger anti-conservative, petty, way too personal. We're going to look at the 2024 race.
Number two.
It has the potential of civilizational destruction. If that's the case for AI, and we only put in regulations after something terrible has happened, it may be too late to actually put the regulations in place. The AI may be in control at that point.
No joke. That is really not AI. That's really Elon Musk with Tucker last night. Can't be avoided. AI is here and close to affecting everything we do. The Tucker sit down with Elon Musk. He'll talk about his concerns, and he was at the forefront of all the innovation.
Number one.
These are reports of trafficking and abuse of migrant children. You can see a massive surge that begins to happen when? Oh, when you come to office in 2021. Thousands of children have ended up in punishing jobs across the country.
Children. This story broken by the New York Times. Breaking point. Let's get this straight. The chaos, crime, and drugs taking place at the border is the Biden administration's fault, and it's getting worse. Cartels are getting richer. We get more drug addicted, more drug deaths, and child abuse. Our only hope, hold on tight in two more years. Is that indeed the case? He spent some time in the CIA, spent some time in the House of Representatives, and now he's spending some quality time in studio. Will Hurd, welcome.
Hey, brother. How are you, man?
Finally, good to see you face to face.
Absolutely.
Right after these emotional hearings yesterday, led by Republicans, with almost no Democratic support. What was accomplished in unloading yesterday on Mayorkas?
It shows the incompetence that has plagued this administration when it comes to border security policies. I was in Congress when this crisis erupted under Donald Trump. I represented more border than any other member of Congress. The unaccompanied minors were in facilities in my district. So this is something that I know intimately and have been involved with for a very long time. It is outrageous that we have children between the ages of 12 and 16 that are basically being allowed to be human trafficked.
Is this 1910?
Well, exactly, right? I thought I was reading like Upton Sinclair's The Jungle,
yeah.
Right? The thing that's outrageous on this is that there were a number of workers who identified this. They identified the problem when the kids were in facilities saying, hey, these are not people we should be releasing them to. You had people in HHS say, this seems to be a problem. They had people in Department of Labor go in and knock on some of these doors, and what's happened? Not only do they allow more kids to do this, they've only fined some of these companies that are using this child labor. We should be outraged. We should be appalled. And again, this is one reason why I think Joe Biden should fire Mayorkas, because the only way we're going to see a change is to get somebody new at the top of the at the top of the Department of Homeland Security.
But Congressman, no one's more street smart than you. You know he's just doing what Biden wants. You could put Thomas Holman in there. He'd last a week. He'd realize what the administration goal was. So they're not interested in doing anything to stop the border. And what they're doing now got so overwhelming, he had to go visit. Right. In fact, his only comment was the border doesn't work. The wall's too immovable. And it's starting to rust anyway. What are you talking about? It's proved effective everywhere it's put.
Some of the immigration bills that the Democrats are trying to introduce this cycle is already being promoted in places and other parts of the world about how it's going to be even easier to come into the United States. We need common sense leadership on this problem. We know how to solve the problem. It starts with stop treating everybody as an asylum seeker. The best thing for these kids is to be back in their home countries with their family members. We should be working with our allies to address root causes in those countries. There's a diplomatic failure that's happening here where all these countries are sending so many people here and don't care and aren't trying to stop it. So it's a problem on many layers that this administration hasn't shown an ability in order to address.
This is not your speed, but it was high octane confrontation with Senator Josh Hawley. Cut four.
Let's talk about the surge in child smuggling and child exploitation that is happening on your watch. Do you know the number of unaccompanied children who have come across the border on your watch?
Senator, I don't have
that number at my disposal, but I can assure you that we are incredibly dedicated to the safety and security of those children.
Well, it doesn't appear so based on what we're reading today in the New York Times, what we're reading and seeing from numbers from your own office. The answer to my question, by the way, is 345,807. That's the number of unaccompanied children, children who have come across the border on your watch.
And he goes on, and this sparring continues, but he brings back the policy of family separation at the border. And Tom Homan brought up, he's like, look, if you're drunk driving, they take away your kids. They'll just put you in jail and you'll put your kids somewhere. That's how he's doing it. They quickly adjusted that. The first lady was against it. She went down to see it. It stopped. To go back to 2017 and say that's the problem, that must just drive you crazy.
Look, it's outrageous that they don't understand what the problem is. They're either lying about what the
problem
is.
But what do you think? Do you think they understand the problem? Do you think they don't care?
I think it is so big and they do not know what to do. I think it's that simple. When you have not allegations but suggestions that Susan Rice that Susan Rice in the White House is like, what are we doing? The reason this is becoming a bigger problem is because there are actual policies. The fact that you have indication that's happening is that they understand that this is a bigger problem, and they don't know what to do about it. And the silence of some of the other Democrats in the House and the Senate when they were protesting in front of facilities on the border almost daily when I was in Congress is unacceptable. And the fact that Mayorkas would show up to a hearing and not have the data, knowing these questions were going to get asked. It was on the front page of the New York Times.
Don't you think he has the data, but he knows what's he supposed to do? Say 345,000 minors are missing or in the system, possibly child labor. He doesn't want those stats in front of him. So listen to, not only are they not condemning, listen to Tom Carper of Delaware, Cut 7.
Mr. Chairman, Ranking Member Paul, fellow colleagues with whom I have the privilege to serve on this committee for a long, long time. Before I get into my questions, I want to just take a moment to acknowledge Secretary Mayorkas' leadership of the Department of Homeland Security. When I talk about integrity, I often say, if you have it, nothing else matters. If you don't have it, nothing else matters. And Secretary Mayorkas has it.
This guy should be fired. I mean, he should be recalled almost immediately. Look, not only you're not condemning him, you're praising him on television.
Look, and why are more voters not upset by this? I think they are. I think they're frustrated. When you go to the border, the communities along the border are absolutely frustrated. The people that are working this issue are frustrated. When you look at the philanthropic organizations that are having to come in to help with this, they're frustrated with this. With this,
some of them get a lot of money.
Look, they do.
Catholic charities?
Sure, but they're overwhelmed too, right? And because they want to help people that are actually here. And ultimately, none of this is humane. This notion, Democrats are actually being inhumane to folks that are actually here. They're being inhumane and encouraging human smugglers to get folks
their money.
The human smugglers, at a minimum, probably made $25 million last year just in Mexico alone. Right? That is absolutely outrageous, and you're encouraging the problem. And when you don't identify the people that are causing the problem, when you don't know what the actual, when you can't articulate what the problem is, and you're afraid of collecting numbers, then it's time for you to go. And this is something, if Joe Biden is serious about securing the border, he would fire Mayorkas, and they would take a complete change in direction. And unfortunately, I don't think that's happened, and that's why we have an opportunity in 2024 for those that care about the border to make their voices heard.
But he would probably hire somebody like a transgender Mexican astronaut that's never done this before. He is just checking boxes with all his nominees. Yesterday, he nominated someone for someone with the FAA has never worked in an airport before. He was a worker. And then we're hearing about all these other people that have no qualifications. They just are a certain gender, or a certain sexual, identify sexually as something that would be unique. But I gotta ask you this. I see this video this morning of about 10,000 Chinese
and the Darien Gap, April 17th. Be well-dressed. Not refugees. What are they doing? Why are we getting thousands of Chinese coming across our border?
Look, Brian, this has been happening longer than we recognize and understand. There were a number of Chinese nationals that came into the country across the border illegally in South Texas that said that they were, in essence, trying to be day laborers. They went and were working at SpaceX, which is the facility in South Texas. They ended up finding out that these were Chinese astrophysicists that were trying to go in and steal secrets from SpaceX to help with the space program. No, I'm not kidding. Has that been out? It's been out. And so one of the things that the folks in Border Patrol actually look at, they look at when people come across, inspect their hands. These people are trying to act like they're coming to work in agriculture, but they have perfectly manicured hands. These are people that are part of a broader effort of the Chinese Communist Party to impact America. Unfortunately, though, the threat is not just about them coming across the border illegally. They're stealing our technology. They're impacting us globally. They're taking the opposition that we have amongst ourselves and manifesting that again with their enemies against us. And this is a real concern, a real threat, and the border and thousands of people coming across our border illegally is just one broader concern and one broader issue in what I consider to be a new Cold War between the United States and the Chinese government.
It's so comprehensive. There's got to be an immediate Chinese policy when it comes to them crossing the border. They got to go through a special debriefing area, no question about it.
Well, if we just do it the right way, if you come in between our ports of entry, that is illegal entrance into the country, and you're immediately deported. This isn't rocket science. This is common sense. Now, we have a lot of complicated issues.
You're a refugee.
Absolutely. And even there, right, to get asylum, you have to be a member of a protected class, whether that's your race, your gender, your ethnicity. You have to prove your government is trying to persecute you. Right. And this is not happening. And so because you want to come here to get a better job, that's not a reason to be able to claim for asylum. And it's not humane because we're encouraging this kind of illegal activity.
A few more minutes with Congressman Will Hurd. He's kind enough to come into studio. Not only do we talk about what's happening as a U.S. congressman, but he's also got the CIA background. Don't move. Brian Kilmeade Show.
Diving deep into today's top stories, it's Brian Kilmeade.
ByGovMint.com.
Did you hear? A recent stash of $20 gold Liberty coins from the 1800s has been found. These gorgeous gold coins are as bright and shiny as the day they were struck in the late 1800s, and less than 50 of these gold coins are available. Coin experts are calling this gold find an incredible opportunity. Call 1-888-201-7080, and you are guaranteed a $20 gold Liberty coin minted by the U.S. Mint in the 1800s. But with extremely limited availability, you must call now. These gold Liberty coins from the 1800s are still in uncirculated condition. That is history you can hold in your hand. To learn more, call 1-888-201-7080. Call now, and you'll receive a free American Coin Collectors Bonus Package, a $75 value free with every order. Call 1-888-201-7080 now to secure your $20 gold Liberty coins dated from the 1800s before they sell out. That's 1-888-201-7080.
Omaha Steaks Burger Perfection Flight, made from single cuts of real aged Omaha Steaks, rewrites the book on burgers. Go to omahasteaks.com. Use promo code HOT at checkout for an extra $20 off your order, plus free shipping when you order the $79.99 Burger Perfection Flight, a fantastic array of pure ground steak on a bun burger greatness. For $20 off the Burger Perfection Flight, use promo code HOT at checkout at omahasteaks.com and discover your new burger obsession. Minimum order may be required.
Sorry, but we actually have a wait list for our Monstera.
Shaw's greenhouse is really bringing in the green.
We can't keep snake plants and stuff.
She needs a construction manager to build on her roots and grow.
We could add a whole section for ferns. Here we'd have dahlias, dahlias, and more dahlias.
Indeed can help her hire great people fast.
I need Indeed.
Indeed you do. You can schedule and conduct virtual interviews all from your employer dashboard. Visit Indeed.com/credit and get $75 towards your first sponsored job. Terms and conditions apply.
The Dean's List with Janice Dean.
A grandmother who is now the face of a sneaker campaign makes today's Dean's List. 85-year-old Barbara Thackeray is from Manchester, England, and is now part of a running campaign after being spotted in a race. Barbara started running 8 years ago to raise money for St. Anne's Hospice, where her sister Audrey was a patient. They took such good care of her, Barbara wanted to give back. She says she's so glad she found running at the age of 77 because it keeps her young and fit. When asked if she has seen the running shoe commercial, Barbara says only vaguely, and it wasn't about becoming famous. She just wanted the company to make a significant donation to St. Anne's Hospice. Barbara recently completed the Run Northwest Trafford 10K, where she was the only runner in the age 80 and up category. She had a personal best time of 85 minutes. Barbara Thackeray, you're amazing. Keep being awesome. Janice Dean, Fox News.
Now, from the historical audio archives of Fox News Talk.
The gum-chewing, rope-twirler, Oklahoma social commentator Will Rogers was a friend of presidents, heads of state, and politicians. He was often quoted in the Congressional Record, as he was in this recording from 1925.
And I received a wire this week from a congressman friend of mine who wants a copy of my plan to read in the Congressional Record. And I feel pretty good about that. That's the highest praise that a humorist can have, is to get your stuff into Congressional Record. You see, ordinarily, you got to work your way up as a humorist and first get into Congress, and then you work on up into the Senate, and then if your stuff is funny enough, it goes into the Congressional Record. But for an outsider to get in there as a humorist without having served his apprenticeship in either the House or the Senate, well, I'm not bragging, but by golly, I feel pretty big about it.
Stay tuned to hear more history as it unfolds before your ears. It's the audio archives of Fox News Talk.
This is House Call for Health. April is Alcohol Awareness Month. The National Council on Alcoholism and Drug Dependence organizes the yearly observance to help bring outreach and education about the dangers of alcohol. The group says one of the biggest pieces of the month is the stigma about alcoholism and the common trait of denial for many who suffer. The National Institute on Alcohol Abuse and Alcoholism says in 2021, more than 219 million people in the U.S., ages 12 and older, said they drank alcohol at some point in their lifetime. The NIH says it's time for treatment when you're drinking too much, too fast, or too often. There are multiple types of treatments, including behavioral, medications, and/or mutual support groups. But the NIH suggests starting with a primary care doctor so they can be a source of treatment referrals and medications. For more health news, go to foxnewshealth.com. House Call for Health. I'm Lisa Brady, Fox News.
The fastest 3 hours in radio. You're with Brian Kilmeade.
Hey, I'm with here with Will Hurd, who at one point may be a presidential candidate. I don't know if it's going to be this cycle or not, but he certainly has the background, successful congressman over in Texas, and a successful CIA. What was your actual title in CIA?
I was a case officer, so my job was to be overseas and recruit spies and steal secrets. And you know,
sounds easy.
I started right out of undergrad when I was 22, and my job was to stop terrorists from blowing up the homeland, Russian spies from stealing our secrets, and to put nuclear weapons proliferators out of business. And I got to do it in places like India for 2 years, Pakistan 2 years. Wow. I was in Afghanistan for a year and a half, where I manage all of our undercover
operations. Since 2001, the focus has been on terror, unwinding these terrorist plots before they happen. I understand, and they did great at it, the FBI too. Now, it's got to be China, combining with Russia, combining with Iran, and possibly North Korea. They have formed their new axis of evil, and it's a bigger axis, and it's more formidable, led by China. General Keane says he believes this administration's overwhelmed by the how many different areas they've taken over Latin America, infiltrating into Africa, and, of course, storming our border, perhaps, as we just discussed, buying 330,000 acres of American farmland, flying spy balloons over. Why can they not get a hold of this?
they can't get a hold of this because they don't have a broader strategy on how to deal with the rest of the world. I think it's real simple. Your friends should love you and your enemies should fear you. And ultimately, they're trying to negotiate with our enemies, and they're ignoring our friends. This is an absolute problem.
It gets you hostages.
It gets you hostages. Let's take our own backyard, Mexico. The Mexican government invaded an American company and allowed a Chinese company to have access to a deep water port in the Gulf of Mexico. Are we talking about that? The fact that that happened in our own backyard with an ally, with an important ally,
no.
is insane. The fact that Brazil, over the last couple of years, have gotten even closer with China and have stopped doing currency trades in the dollar. This is really significant.
Biden backed Lula in that election.
Look, so
76-year-old criminal.
Look, so if you can't even get your allies right. The fact that President Macron from France went to China and basically said, America, don't make us have to choose between the U.S. and China. The only reason he says that is to imply we would not like the answer. This is France. And so if you can't get your allies behind you, then you're not going to be able to get your enemies to fear you. And the Chinese government, it's on tech policy. The way the Chinese government recognizes that they're going to surpass the United States of America as a global superpower is by being the world leader in about 12 different areas. This is a reality, and we need to make sure that the federal government is working with the private sector to deal with this. It starts with having a strategy. And when you don't have a strategy, you can't deal with these individual things that pop up.
And what was Anthony Blinken doing yesterday? Praising Japan for making their embassy, the U.S. embassy in Japan, all green. Can you believe this? Well, Japan has doubled their defense budget and sees China as a threat it is. Will Hurd, thrilled to have you in studio.
Always a pleasure to be with you.
All right, when we come back, Jamie Metzl tells us about what really was displayed with COVID-19 and the origins from that meeting yesterday.
North State Now is a magazine-formatted show that airs at 6 p.m. on Thursday evenings right here on KCNR. Here's the lineup. The first Thursday is yours truly, Linda Bott, covering film, theater, and what's happening in the North State. The second Thursday is Heroes of the North State with your host, Michelle Slade. The third Thursday is Enjoy the Magazine and Store with your hosts, James Masada and Rhonda Alvey. The fourth Thursday is a new show called Man Up with Ted Leidy and Carl Bott. That's North State Now every Thursday night right here on KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio. Brought to you by your friends at the Reading Civic Auditorium. For tickets and show info, visit ReadingCivic.com and Axiom Repertory Theater, Charlu's Tap House, Umbrella Marketing, and Tobacco M Brew.
Hi, Bob Drop here. The other day I had a close encounter with my friends from Mars. I visited them a few years back, and they discovered the great taste of Mount Shasta spring water. Well, I guess they ran out, so they came back to Earth to get some more. I reminded them it comes from a protected spring at the base of Mount Shasta, and it's bottled at the source. I guess they just didn't get the part about us delivering right to your door. Have your own close encounter by calling 1-800-922-6227 to get some of the best tasting water in the galaxy. Pure and simple, naturally, the best Mount Shasta spring water.
Hi, it's Mark from Haven Humane Society. Are you looking to add to your family? We have puppies, kittens, small critters, and farm animals. Each year, we have thousands of amazing animals looking for homes come into our lives, and we hope to have them join yours. Follow us on social media and find our links on our website at havenhumane.org. Watch our weekly content on YouTube, like our Mark's Monday mashup, when we talk about what's going on and introduce you to our team and adoptable animals. Get involved. Volunteer. Thank you for all your continued support. Together, we are moving closer to our ultimate goal of a North State with no more homeless pets.
Hi, this is Elle. Join me and my good friend and co-host Ron Lim for our new show, Ask Elle, right here on KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM. Every Tuesday night at 6 p.m., we'll be exploring powerful topics on how to have a successful and satisfying relationship. See you here Tuesday nights at 6 p.m.
Brought to you by
New Life Discovery Project.
Slow down. Hi, this is Dr. Trudy Pratt. My chiropractic and nutrition practice in downtown Reading has been helping people feel better for over 20 years. We pride ourselves in really listening to our patients and then tailoring a program of nutrition, chiropractic care, massage, and exercise that's just right for you. The results can be dramatic. Call 244-7873. That's 244-7873. Thank you.
Alan Gordon, Coachmaster Collision. Although Coachmaster is recognized as the authority and specialist in frame and suspension, we are primarily your auto body and truck collision repair center. This includes all vehicles, Lexus, Honda, or pickup trucks. Our technicians are highly trained and have the most advanced equipment to ensure a complete and quality repair. With our knowledge and the insurance claim process, all we need is your claim number to handle your claim. Coachmaster has a great working relationship with all insurance companies. This ensures a complete repair with quality parts and a delay-free process. At Coachmaster, in our 50 years in business, we've experienced almost every situation imaginable in a claim. This experience and personal dedication to the repair of your vehicle sets Coachmaster apart from all other choices. And yes, if we can't fix it, no one can.
Learn more online at CoachmasterAutobody.com.
Goldleaf Nursery is back open and stocked up. Goldleaf Nursery wants to help you grow your own eatable grocery. Begin with the sweet taste of fresh fruit from fruit trees, blueberries, and strawberry plants. And now start preparing your garden. We have a huge selection of vegetable and herb plants, including flavor-filled heirloom varieties you can't find at the store. And we know a thing or two about this because we've been growing veggies since 1975. Spring has sprung, and it's time to add color to your landscape. The nursery is blooming with azaleas, clematis, phlox, candy tuft, perennials, and annuals. So saturate your landscape with color. Add yet another dimension to your landscape with statuary. We just received our new statuary order. Several different bird baths, fountains, and stepping stones. Come by and check us out at 6186 Churn Creek Road, a quarter mile from Airport Road. We're open Tuesday through Saturday.
That's getting you talking. You're with Brian Kilmeade.
I think that the search for the truth should drive where we go from here, and everyone from our intelligence agencies to members of the administration to members of Congress to public health officials should put politics aside and let our intelligence speak the truth about what happened. Speak the truth to the Americans who deserve that truth, deserve justice, and deserve accountability. And only by seeking truth, justice, and accountability for this pandemic can we achieve the other equally important goal of preventing the next pandemic.
So that's what John Ratcliffe brought up, the former DNI guy. He was in charge of all the intelligence, and he does believe that this thing came from a lab leak. And so does somebody else who thinks there's an excellent chance of that, was one of the first to say it. Jamie Metzl, member of the WHO Advisory Committee, senior fellow at the Atlantic Council and former National Security Council official in the Clinton administration. Jamie, you were there testifying too yesterday. Yes. Great to see you in person.
Nice. And I wasn't there yesterday. I was in the I was the lead witness in the first congressional hearings, which were a month ago.
So what came out yesterday was kind of interesting in that John Ratcliffe, it's, the Republicans now leading it, and John Ratcliffe brought up something I did not know about. He also believes that people back then thought it was a lab leak, but everyone was afraid to say it.
So I certainly, as you know, as you mentioned, I've been saying it from day one. There were a lot of people who had suspicions, and there was this crazy environment in the United States in 2020 where there were all kinds of politics that were pushing people into weird extremes. And so I, again, as a Democrat, I know, because when I started speaking up, fellow Democrats who were saying, hey, why are you speaking up so loudly? Doesn't this narrative support President Trump. And what I said is I'm not even a fan of President Trump, but I'm a fan of speaking honestly and looking at the data and following it wherever it goes. And if President Trump, who I wasn't even who I was not a fan of, if he was saying something that sounded right to me, like, why should I say, oh, no, it's wrong just because President Trump said it? So I think we should all just be evaluating.
That's what John Ratcliffe said yesterday. Yeah. It's because Trump brought it up. They went the opposite way. I'm sure our country would have felt different about the vaccine if Trump won four more years and the vaccine was out there. Remember, the vice president of the United States says, I don't know if I'd feel comfortable taking a vaccine from Trump. Really? Well, when that came out, you were a horrible person if you didn't take the vaccine, which is generated from the Trump administration. Well, people would have flipped sides, I think.
No, it's we're in this crazy situation where people are developing their opinions based on tribal identities. And so President Trump, when the history of COVID-19 is written, the Operation Warp Speed will be an incredible success. It saved millions
of lives. But do you know, if he brings that up during speeches, he gets booed?
I know. And so it's unfortunate. Like, I think this is on all sides, is like we have these crazy purity tests for ourselves. I mean, just when I came into the studio, I was commenting on your U.S.-Ukraine pin. And I was saying, it's great. We should all be on the side of supporting the Ukrainians who've been invaded.
But we're invaded.
I mean, this is like, it's just like a clear thing. It's our whole history as Americans. And that you have some people on the far right, on the far left, who are saying, hey, this is somebody else's problem. I think we just need to take a step back and just look at the evidence. And on vaccines, and I was very supportive of the vaccines. I've been very vocal saying that the Operation Warp Speed, the Trump administration, it was incredible. And I just wish that President Trump, after that success, when he was vaccinated anyway, would have said, I'm going to get vaccinated on national television. I'm going to say, hey, here's why we did Operation Warp Speed. Here's why we think this is a safe way. And then even when there were issues, I know people have asked questions, raised issues about the vaccines. We could just have an open, public, respectful conversation.
For example, I don't think Trump would have mandated like President Biden did. That creates resentment. You know, if you tell somebody what to do, you're a parent, you're doing these things, and you're told you can't go to work, you can't do this, you can't go to school. Once you get it, excuse me, I'm healthy. It seems like it's not really affect. If you don't get it, you're out of school. You cannot go to school. You got to work at home. You're out of that college. I saw in the SUNY system here, a few relatives I know said, okay, I have to leave that school, go to Florida school. And they're there now because of it. Created so much resentment. And then there are situations where people had a negative reaction to it, the myocarditis and things of that nature. Yeah. But if you acknowledge that, if I'm a leader and say, listen, I'm a little concerned about these 22-year-old athletes who are getting swelling in the heart. So I think we should consider that all of a sudden I'm in it together as opposed to I am not going to acknowledge it.
Yeah, I think that's exactly. I think that this is what happens when we get pushed into these extremes where there's a purity test for everybody and you kind of have to just be the purest version of some extreme. And we do have vaccine mandates for kids, the measles, mumps, and rubella, and all these. There are all kinds of vaccines that are required. And so I just think that we need to, as a country, and I know that you're trying to do this as well, is to say, like, let's just look at the evidence and say we're all Americans. Everybody is trying to protect their kids. Like, have that be the starting point and have a conversation. Well, what are the best ways of doing it?
You know, we just watched this video, watching this last night in Ithaca, New York. There's these kids who have to wear their mask all day, even outside.
Wow.
So, I mean, seeing stuff like that is just abusive. And then if you have a problem with that, maybe you can't afford a private school. What are you supposed to do? You have to deal with that. John Ratcliffe said this about your idol, Anthony Fauci, and being sarcastic. Cut 29.
Did Dr. Fauci relay any of these concerns to you?
He didn't.
They have come from a lab?
He did not.
Now, why do you think he did not?
Well, that would obviously have to speculate, but I would point you to Dr. Fauci being perhaps the best person to answer that. And there is publicly available under information that has been obtained through open sources and freedom of information where Dr. Fauci and other virologists and scientists talk about the fact that it would bring unwanted attention to funding sources. The research that was taking place using funding sources, domestic funding sources from the United States.
And you've heard that.
Yeah.
So that's what people go crazy on. Some people defend them, some don't.
Yeah, I mean, The basic facts, as I see it, is in the early days of this pandemic, it was certainly clear to me when I looked at the available evidence that maybe it came from nature, but there was a very real possibility it came from a lab. And I feel like there were people in the United States who were who would have had the most knowledge of that possibility. And certainly people like we've talked about in the past, Peter Daszak and the EcoHealth Alliance, who in 2018 had been part of a proposal, a funding proposal to the Defense Department that was rejected, calling to engineer SARS-like viruses to make them better able to infect human cells in the exact way that SARS-CoV-2 ended up being. There were people like Dr. Fauci, and you said facetiously, I'm a fan. I actually am a fan of Dr. Fauci, but that doesn't mean I support everything that he's ever done. And I think there was a lack of honesty and transparency in those early days. And I think that I think that the American people are better able to understand nuance. They're better able to understand. Someone says, look, here's what we know and here's what we don't know, and here are the possibilities. It may have come from nature, and people said we think it probably came from nature, came from a market, that's fine. But there's a real possibility that it could have come from a research related accident, and we need to follow all of those leads until we get the right answer. That would have been the way to do it.
And the theory that came out over the weekend, over the last 2 days, is that what about two leaks? Because there was some signs that they were looking at a vaccine after it would be the first leak.
Right.
And why do you look for a vaccine? Because you think something got out. And how do you know what to look for? Because you know what you're vaccinating against. For I don't know if vaccinating is actually a word.
We'll make it one.
So they said there's this theory out there for two leaks. Have you heard that?
Yeah. So Roger Marshall has been speaking about this. And it's a credible hypothesis, and it's worth exploring, and that's why we need to get more information. But it's as plausible as anything else.
Right. You only have 30 seconds left.
Yeah.
You have to run.
Yeah.
But real quick, for you personally, is the well been poisoned for the next pandemic because of this?
Well, absolutely. I mean, China, it looks like most likely, as you know, I believe it most likely came from a lab accident. They've done a whole cover up. 20 million people are dead, and they're just behaving as normal. We have not done everything we need to do to protect us for the next time. So we need to be honest about what happened, and we need to be building our defenses, and we're not working quickly enough.
And somehow we got to rebuild the trust to listen to whatever the leadership says has happened. And right now there's some distrust because of all the misinformation that's been out there. Jamie, thanks so much.
Great.
He's an old-fashioned scientist who's curious and open to ideas. Back in a moment.
Expanding your knowledge base. It's the Brian Kilmeade Show.
You've never knowingly feed your dog sawdust, but it's one of the most common fillers found in dog food today. Even the ones labeled healthy can contain powdered cellulose, otherwise known as wood pulp.
I'm veterinarian Dr. Marty Goldstein. Your dog needs a biologically appropriate diet. That's why I developed Nature's Blend, a freeze-dried raw food, premium cuts of meat, omega-3 rich seeds, and superfood veggies and fruit.
This is my dog Cleo. She's a 10-year-old chihuahua. Before we started Dr. Marty's food, she was really not spunky, a lot of digestion problems, joint pain.
Nature's Blend is made in North America and is pantry safe.
Now she acts like a little puppy. She's running around.
For a limited time, save 54% off Nature's Blend and receive a free pack of premium dog treats. Go to drmartypets.com/turkey or text turkey to 511-511.
I guarantee it with a 100% 90-day return of your purchase price.
Message and data rates may apply. You may receive up to one additional text opt to opt out.
Paid for by Dr. Marty's Pets.
Do you have over $10,000 in credit card debt? If you're feeling the financial impact with unprecedented economic challenges, DebtLew is here for you. With DebtLew's success guarantee, you pay nothing unless your debt is reduced or completely resolved.
I'm just living sky high right now. I'm very thankful for it, and the team at DebtLew are phenomenal. They're able to work with you. They're great.
Call for your free debt resolution information now. 800-200-6895. 800-200-6895.
Wait, aren't these all charitable donations?
At Magda's Tax Prep, every person counts.
I'd rather not have to file for an extension.
She needs new auditors to maximize returns on her family time.
On itemized deductions. Hey, can someone help with these 1099?
Indeed can help her hire great people fast.
I need Indeed.
Indeed you do. Our hiring platform instantly connects you with quality candidates whose resumes on Indeed match your job description. Visit Indeed.com/credit and get $75 towards your first sponsored job. Terms and conditions apply.
Fox on Faith with Lauren Green.
As Christians, Jews, and Muslims celebrate their high holy days, a new exhibit at the Museum of the Bible is designed to destroy the modern idea that science and faith are in conflict. And one of the voices endorsing it is a former NASA astronaut, Colonel Jeff Williams. Commander Williams has spent the second longest time in space than any American astronaut. Now on Earth, he's speaking for a new exhibit at the Museum of the Bible in Washington, D.C. that shows the link between science and the scriptures.
You look at scientists like Kepler and Newton and Boyle and Pasteur and Maxwell and many others, they were actually theologians first. And their understanding of Scripture is what drove what they saw as their calling in life to scientific endeavor.
The exhibit focuses on the big questions about existence that are only answered fully when both science and faith join hands. Featured artifacts include the chalice that astronaut Buzz Aldrin used to take communion on the moon. To find out more, go to foxnews.com. For Fox on Faith, Lauren Green, Fox News.
I'm Ashley Dvorkin with a Fox Celebrity Profile with Keanu Reeves, who's back for the action-packed franchise continuation, John Wick Chapter 4.
We also dig into the story and the mythology a little bit more. What part of John Wick's story, maybe not what we've seen on screen, has been the most fascinating to you that sometimes you dip into or want to dig into further?
That impulse is what happens in each film, right? So this concept of the high table was introduced in the second chapter, and that just like opened up everything. And we kind of teased like a little bit more backstory. I have a backstory for the character, which we've kind of teased out a bit. Yeah, I think there's just so much more to learn and to show.
As for the world expanding, he shared how it's been a great process creating all of it.
These stories has been really special for me in the sense of the collaboration with the director, Chad Stahelski, in that we really get to cook it up and invent it together.
Ashley Dvorkin, Fox News.
He's so busy, he'll make your head spin. It's Brian Kilmeade.
They don't make moves like this that aren't in their interests, at least in a general way. So the fact that many of them seem to be moving over to Trump is really a warning sign for DeSantis and all the other Republican candidates.
That's Larry Sabato saying, noticing that so many Republican Florida House members, not Chip Roy, he's going to DeSantis, and I think one other in Florida, but most of the big names like Byron Donalds have already endorsed Trump. I know Michael Waltz has been the biggest name, and I don't think he's done anything yet, but he's really tied with DeSantis, too. Ron DeSantis not getting in. It might be more difficult than he thought when waiting, but I think he'll probably be in the next couple of weeks, and I look him to fight it out. Chris Christie will fight it out, too. Well, I think 2024 is fascinating. Donald Trump pulling out so early into so many different states, it's a surprise. Definitely. I mean, he's got a real good team this time. Much better than his last two. No offense to Kellyanne Conway, but they were just kind of half put together. This guy's in, this woman's out, this person's up, this person's down. Brad Parscale was hot in 2016. He was a mess in 2020. And now 2024, he seems to have a pretty good team with Pat Summerall's daughter running things, who seems to be a big enemy of Ron DeSantis. But Ron DeSantis is extremely tough, extremely smart, extremely successful. And his instincts are real strong, and he's indefatigable. And he's not going to make – he's going to make mistakes on policy, but I don't think he's going to make mistakes on, you know, the easy mistakes that Trump makes, or having lunch with a white supremacist or Kanye West if this is – if he's anti-Semitic and a lot of other things. You know, I don't think he's going to have any of those type issues. But Ron DeSantis has got to get in now, I think, and for no other reason. Not that he's running out of time. He's running out of time because of what's happening now and with people picking sides. But I think DeSantis got to get in because I think he needs to make sure he has got a good staff. I think he sort of makes sure there's some of the people thinking about not endorsing him have a true choice. He could say, well, you and look, you were getting in.
Number two is there's a big story on Disney, big divide on Disney. When it comes to cracking down on Disney, DeSantis is in a pitch battle with Disney Corporation. Why? They came out and mischaracterized his bill. And they said it's a don't say gay bill, and that Disney came out about it with all their power out of California. And then Ron DeSantis goes, really? Why do you guys have such a sweetheart deal from the 1950s? And you have a whole autonomous zone. Why don't I take that away from you? Disney battled back and found a loophole and then took power back. And now DeSantis is going back. So they're wrestling to the ground. But guess what else is happening? Other conservatives like Chris Sununu, governor of New Hampshire, like Chris Christie, governor of New Jersey, like Vice President Mike Pence, and now Donald Trump have all said that's anti-conservative. I don't think it's a good move to fight with a corporation, especially Disney, that means so much. And by the way, Jeb Bush said the same thing to me. We were doing a feature on who is Ron DeSantis. So you understand what's going on here. So that's the message, the GOP. This to me is okay. That's healthy. That's a good debate. Don't get personal. Don't make up stuff about eating pudding with your hands. Don't go make stuff up that he wants people to retire at 70. Don't go make stuff up that Ron DeSantis wants to take away your Social Security or your Medicare. What he wants to do is make it solvent, like every other Republican used to want to do. More from Sabato. Cut 34.
I don't think it's a mistake so far, but, you know, we're getting close to May, June. That's pretty much the deadline. And you've got the first Republican debate coming up in August. I think that's on Fox. So, it's time to go ahead and jump in. He is right now the major opposition to Trump. And it would be a little easier for him in small groups and large if he were actually a declared candidate. It would also be easier for his TV ad people as well. They could go right after Trump and other candidates if they chose.
And Nikki Haley's been quiet on this issue, but she's been the strongest since she declared her candidacy. She seems to be the busiest. Vivek Ramaswamy is in there. Asa Hutchinson's in there. And Vivek is probably making himself known worldwide. I don't think he has a legitimate shot, but he'll be very formidable on stage. He's not his knowledge and intellect is through the roof. And Nikki Haley's experience is phenomenal. And Mike Pence is not going to be intimidated, but no one is stronger or has a stronger personality than Donald Trump. I also think Chris Christie's getting in. The former governor of New Jersey was talking to potential donors, former staffers, and basically said, I'll need all of you if I'm going to do this thing. He thinks that this might be the right time for him. He says he also sees himself as a candidate who would appeal to enough independents to beat Joe Biden. My goodness, you got to be able to beat Joe Biden. I think that goes without saying. I thought Brian Kemp would get in for a while. I thought Tom Cotton would get in. Neither are. Mike Pompeo is not getting in. He's going to get into this show at some point, at some hour. Now, Republicans won't win, won't take back the Senate, may not hold the House if they don't get a hold and start tackling these new voting rules. Even though they're abhorrent, if you have voting season instead of voting day, instead of voting week, you have instead of voting day, you have voting week or voting month. And it makes it too easy. I get it. But in the states that have not reformed, you have to have a policy. You have to have a plan. Ned Ryan from the American Majority, really bright guy, was on with Laura last night, said this about what the Republicans are not doing. Cut 35.
And we're not going to win simply on the power of our ideas, Laura. We actually have to build a machine. And I would point to Florida as an example.
Right.
I don't think a lot of people know that in 2018, Democrats held over a 250,000 voter registration advantage in the state. And yet today, 2023, Republicans now have a 450,000 registration advantage because they were actually determined to overcome that deficit. And when they were down in voter registration in Florida, Republicans took the time to actually fund real absentee ballot chase programs. That's why they won 21 of 24 statewide races since 2010, because they put $10 million into an absentee
right.
ballot chase program over 6 weeks. The votes are there, Laura, if we have the force of will and determination to actually fund the right things.
So that is a strategic issue. That's like saying I got the most talent, but I'm not practicing if you're a football team. Well, if you don't practice, if you don't go over the new rules, if, for example, it's like being a baseball team saying, yeah, I heard about the new pitch clock, heard about the bigger bases, I heard about the lack of shift, but I'm not going to prepare for it. I got the best team. No, you need the best strategy for the new rules. You may hate the rules. Doesn't matter. Well, you're a 41-year-old pitcher who can't get used to it. Find a way or quit. And that's where Ronald McDaniel's got to listen to a guy like Ned Ryan. Either say he's wrong, they do have a strategy, or say he's right and ask for his help. There's enough money, and I mean, there's so much money flowing into these parties and these programs and these candidates, even the one that's the most lightly funded, they got to be able to put together a strategy that allow whoever the nominee is to win. Because you don't want Joe Biden to win again, even if you're a Democrat. Don't tell me that that's better for the country. 67% of the country says he's got bad policies when it comes to the economy. Between 38 and 42% approve his overall job rating. And when things got tough, this guy was in Ireland for a week, looking at different bricks his great-grandfather may have made. How does that help America? Nice family vacation when you retire or when you quit. Let me know how it goes. Not on our time. Brian Kilmeade Show.
Paid for by government.com.
Did you hear? A recent stash of $20 gold Liberty coins from the 1800s has been found. These gorgeous gold coins are as bright and shiny as the day they were struck in the late 1800s, and less than 50 of these gold coins are available. Coin experts are calling this gold find an incredible opportunity. Call 1-888-201-7080, and you are guaranteed a $20 gold Liberty coin minted by the U.S. Mint in the 1800s. But with extremely limited availability, you must call now. These gold Liberty coins from the 1800s are still in uncirculated condition. That is history you can hold in your hand. To learn more, call 1-888-201-7080. Call now, and you'll receive a free American Coin Collector's Bonus Package, a $75 value free with every order. Call 1-888-201-7080 now to secure your $20 gold Liberty coins dated from the 1800s before they sell out. That's 1-888-201-7080.
What does great pizza and ice cold beer have in common? Charlie's Tap House and Mobile Catering, of course. Charlie's Pizza, pasta, and more made from scratch with old family recipes using only the finest ingredients. Charlie's will not disappoint when you bite into the bacon spicy mambo pizza. Get ready for an experience you won't find anywhere else. Call Charlie's today to book their patio for your next birthday, baby shower, anniversary, or any other private party. Remember, everything is homemade using secret family recipes. Be sure to try their famous sundial steak salad with perfectly grilled steak tossed in their homemade tomato vinaigrette dressing. Charlie's Tap House, your ultimate beer experience. Charlie's Tap House rule number one, come for the homemade pizza, stay for the beer wall. Charlie's Tap House rule number two, never stay empty-handed. Charlie's Tap House and Mobile Catering in two locations, Anderson Outlets and in Reading at the corner of Shasta and East Streets. Charlie's Tap House for dine-in, takeout, or delivery. Ask about booking their patio for your next private event. Charlie's Tap House, bringing family and friends together.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.
Breaking news this hour from townhall.com. I'm Ron DeRockstra. The Sudanese army helped coordinate efforts to evacuate citizens and diplomats from the United States as well as Britain, China, and France out of the country on military airplanes. Fighting had persisted in the capital Saturday, including at its main airport. The BBC's Kalkidin Yibeltel reports.
The fighting seems to have a nature of fluidity, which is to say that there are moments of silence, moments of pause, which can be misconstrued as a lull in the violence, but moments later the gunfire sounds return, which makes it very difficult for any citizens there to move around the city or to leave these conflict zones, and also for foreign countries to plan and execute their evacuation plans.
President Biden said on his orders the embassy in Khartoum was closed and operations there suspended among the violence. Meanwhile, the Republicans and Manhattan District Attorney end a fight over their Trump inquiry with a deal.
D.A. Alvin Bragg has agreed to let House Judiciary Committee Republicans question an ex-prosecutor about the criminal case against former President Donald Trump. Under the agreement, committee members will be able to question Mark Pomerantz under oath in Washington. The deal resolves a lawsuit in which Bragg had sought to block Pomerantz from testifying and ends a legal dispute that escalated to a federal appeals court just weeks after Trump's indictment. Pomerantz will be accompanied by a lawyer from Bragg's office, which is not typically allowed in congressional depositions. It's scheduled for May 12th. Julie Walker, New York.
Gas prices continue to rise around the nation. Average price for a gallon of regular, $3.68, up 2 cents from last week. But last year, we were paying $4.12. More at townhall.com.
You take the time to really get to know your body, you find that the root causes of its aches and pains are usually simple. The older we get, the more exercise we undertake, and the more injuries we sustain, the more inflammation our bodies suffer from. It's so simple. And my answer to that pain is Relief Factor, which I discovered years ago and take every single day to great effect. It helps the body to fight off inflammation, and I've never found anything that worked better in my life. I can't recommend it enough. 70% of the more than 500,000 people who have tried Relief Factor end up ordering more. That's because it works for them the way it works for me. Isn't it time for you to get out of pain? Your first step to becoming pain-free should be to order the 3-week quick start for the discounted price of only $19.95. Go to relieffactor.com or call 800-4-RELIEF to find out more about this offer. Feel the difference. relieffactor.com.
German Chancellor Olaf Scholz says he will press for a trade agreement between the European Union and Indonesia. Jeremy House has details.
It's part of Germany's efforts to reduce its reliance on China for crucial raw materials. Speaking recently at the annual Hanover Trade Fair, Scholz told Indonesian President Joko Widodo that a trade deal between Southeast Asia's most populous nation and the 27-nation bloc would create an economic area with 700 million people. Scholz said of the negotiations, which have been ongoing since 2016, that he is, quote, working to finally get this agreement across the finish line.
The German leader said he was similarly hopeful about talks between the EU and Latin American Mercosur bloc, Mexico, Australia, Kenya, and India. Breaking news and analysis at townhall.com. There was a huge blaze across the border.
Witnesses are claiming that the tents were deliberately set on fire in a camp of migrants in Matamoros across the border from Brownsville, Texas, destroying at least 25 of them. That camp is home to about 2,000 people, most of whom hail from Venezuela, Haiti, and Mexico. No deaths reported and only a few minor injuries. Jason Walker reporting.
One of the last two remaining survivors of the USS Arizona battleship, which sank during the 1941 Japanese attack on Pearl Harbor, has died. Ken Potts was 102 years old. He passed away in Provo, Utah at home. He shared with his wife of 66 years. The sole survivor from the Arizona is now Lou Conter, who's 101 years old and living in California. More on these stories at townhall.com. I'm Ron DeRockstra.
Goldleaf Nursery is back open and stocked up. Goldleaf Nursery wants to help you grow your own eatable grocery. Begin with the sweet taste of fresh fruit from fruit trees, blueberries, and strawberry plants. And now start preparing your garden. We have a huge selection of vegetable and herb plants, including flavor-filled heirloom varieties you can't find at the store. And we know a thing or two about this because we've been growing veggies since 1975. Spring has sprung, and it's time to add color to your landscape. The nursery is blooming with azaleas, clematis, phlox, candy top, perennials, and annuals. So saturate your landscape with color. Add yet another dimension to your landscape with statuary. We just received our new statuary order. Several different bird baths, fountains, and stepping stones. Come by and check us out at 6186 Cherry Creek Road, a quarter mile from Airport Road. We're open Tuesday through Saturday.
News Radio Studios in Midtown Manhattan, giving you opinions and facts with a positive outlook. It's Brian Kilmeade.
Hi, everyone. Welcome to the latest edition of the Brian Kilmeade Show. I come to you from Midtown Manhattan, right around the country, around the world. Yes, just a few blocks where the Chinese set up a police station. So hopefully I don't get any violations. I wonder if they actually do parking tickets as well. Oh, that's right. They're under arrest. At least one police station has stopped. Evidently, they got them all across the country and around the world. Chinese are everywhere. I like American Chinese, but I'm a little worried about the country. I'm sure you can understand that. Mark Thiessen standing by to echo that. And if I want to find out about crime, not only in this city, but cities around the world, and what the problem is, one-stop shopping. Curtis Sliwa, founder of the Guardian Angels, former mayoral candidate, had the Republican nomination, and host of the Curtis Sliwa Show on 77 WABC. So before we get to Mark Thiessen, let's get to the big three.
Now, with the stories you need to know, it's Brian's Big Three.
Number three.
I believe when the Republic is crumbling, which it is, we need a fighter, and Donald Trump's that fighter.
It's time we have someone that we can take a new generation into town, and we can kind of build on what President Trump started, and Governor DeSantis is a great guy to get behind to do that.
Endorsements flowing in, and it is heating up. 2024, Trump goes for the early finish of DeSantis, but he's showing that he's got some resilience as he hits South Carolina yesterday. On the Democratic side, RFK Jr. takes a bite out of Joe Biden, about 14%. He's only been in for a few hours. What does that tell you about the sitting president?
Number two.
I don't really know who would actually have thought the Afghan government was going to survive. Everybody, this was the worst kept secret in Washington.
The department simply was not fully prepared for the full range of challenges it encountered.
So much went wrong. Maddening. The insulting denials and the border has collapsed, the border collapsing in our south. And Afghanistan withdrawal was anything but an epic fail. Both played out in committee hearings yesterday. I'll bring them to you.
Number one.
My client wants to come forward to Congress. He's ready to be questioned about what he knows and what he experienced under the proper legal protections. Typical steps that a law enforcement investigator would take were compromised because of political consideration.
And they told it to Republicans and Democrats, and he's got tapes and he's got receipts. Whistleblower about to blow up Joe Biden, excuse me, Hunter Biden, excuse me, both Bidens, perhaps. All indications are he's set not only to expose Hunter, but a cover-up through a higher-up Biden appointee expected to be the Attorney General, Merrick Garland. Let's bring in Mark Thiessen, former presidential speechwriter, George W. Bush, Washington Post columnist, Fox News contributor, fellow at the American Enterprise Institute. Mark, welcome back.
Good to be with you.
Hey, Mark, first off, on this whistleblower coming forward, pretty big news, especially as CBS covers it.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, this is the kind of thing that forces the corporate media to cover news. If you have somebody inside the FBI who's going to, we'll see what they say. But if there was a cover up of this, then that they have to cover it.
Here's what John Solomon said, who broke the story, founder of Just the News. Cut four.
What's really interesting about this whistleblower is he doesn't want to just hang out with Republicans. He wants to face the music. He wants to look Democrats and Republicans and independents in the eye. So he sent this letter to the Democratic side. He sent it to the Republican side. He's not afraid to confront the Adam Schiffs and the Eric Swalwells and all the jokesters who gave us all the bogus stories of the last 4 years. The reason he's so confident, he has the receipts. He has contemporaneous documents. It's not going to be in doubt what he provides to Congress.
And he's going to say, too, that this thing's been done, something between David Weiss, the Trump-appointed district attorney over in Delaware, as well as Merrick Garland. Something about that investigation is not sitting well with this guy, and it is a guy, and we're supposed to find out soon, shortly, and we'll see if it becomes a bigger story than this. But the bigger story, I also think, is what they're doing, James Comer, pulling in these banks, looking at these numbers and these bank accounts, and I'm just wondering, as a pedestrian on the outside, how do you end up owing $2 million when you're making millions of dollars from at least six different countries?
I don't know. I don't know the answer to that. We'll see what this guy comes up with. I'll tell you the other thing is it's just a reminder. When Trump says we need to defund the FBI, it's a mistake because there are really good people inside the FBI who want to save that institution. It's an institution with a great history and a great legacy. There have been some bad people, political people in there who politicized the agency. But there are good people. There are whistleblowers who came forward to Chuck Grassley as well. Alleging corruption inside. So we need to save that organization for the good people, the good agents who are serving.
Yeah, this is an IRS agent, but the FBI needs to be reformed. But it's a bad language to say defund is ridiculous. It doesn't make any sense. And why give somebody defund comment? Democrats should own that. The other thing to keep in mind, too, that Jonathan Solomon is investigating who rounded up those 51 intel agents to write that letter saying that the Hunter Biden laptop was classic Russian disinformation, which we know is a flat-out lie. And it turns out it looks like it was Anthony Blinken. What does that say to you?
You know, it's funny because there's always somebody who organized these letters. I've signed some of these letters before, nothing like that, but, I mean, I've signed group letters. And there's always somebody who's a first mover who drafts the letter and sends it around, and then people join on or don't join on. So it's fascinating. I've always wondered who that is. And it would be fascinating if Solomon was right and that was Tony Blinken. That would tell you a lot.
It would. Couple other things are going on. Number one, when it comes to Afghanistan and the investigation, if you listen to Jamie Raskin, the whole problem was Trump's deal. We all know that that was conditions-based. Whatever you thought of it, they undid everything Trump did. It was conditions-based. Cut 14.
My Republican colleagues refuse to examine the elephant on the battlefield, President Trump's disastrous decision to cut out the Afghan government and negotiate directly with the Taliban. Trump struck numerous bad deals and fateful bargains with the Taliban that would come back to haunt us.
And I've been in contact with Ambassador Khalilzad. I was not for that. They said it was the only way to get it started. They were going to deal him in. They were being briefed back and forth. But regardless of that decision, he wasn't going to abandon Bagram, and he wasn't going to leave $1 on the ground, and he would never allow his reputation to be tarnished and tarred like Joe Biden's is right now. Do you agree?
Not exactly. So, I mean, if you keep in mind, after the election during that period, he actually had the head of the Office of Presidential Personnel draft an order to withdraw all U.S. forces from Afghanistan before he left office. And it was required that the General Milley and some other people came to the White House and convinced him to not do it. But he was ready to just pull everything out too. So we don't have to defend Trump's policy to criticize Biden's policy. And the reality is that Joe Biden, you know, he says that he was bound by what President Trump did. Oh, I guess that's why we have a secure southern border, because he had to keep all the Trump policies on the southern border in place. You know, that the agreement with Mexico, the Remain in Mexico agreement, he was bound by that too, right? Oh, no, wait, he wasn't. He wasn't bound by that. He just got rid of it. You know, so Biden is selectively bound by Trump. When he does something that's a disaster and he can blame it on Trump, then he tries to do it. But the reality is he didn't have to stick with the agreement that Trump negotiated. He didn't have to do any of these things. And by the way, he could have listened to his military commanders, who he lied to us and said, and no one recommended him leave any troops behind. Every single military commander has now testified publicly that they recommended at least a residual force of 2,500 troops. And if we had left that force there, the Taliban would have never taken over, and the drawdown would have gone much more smoothly. So he owns this.
Yeah, a couple of things. He absolutely owns this. Even if Trump said get out before, but if talking to General Jack King, which you have done, said that he talked to Trump afterwards. He said it was an election promise he wanted to keep, but he told him the feasibility of it. Like a lot of things that Trump did, said, listen, you got to be more practical about it. And then he waited, and he kept 2,500 or 5,000 in. But there's no way he was going to give up Bagram Air Base. And now they say, what's so interesting is, I want you to hear what Chuck Robichaud said. John, we had him here. He was on this morning, Chad Robichaud. Here's what he said happened as soon as we left. Cut 18.
Who benefits from the United States military being out of Afghanistan and is China. And that's not a conspiracy theory. That's not a partisan statement. That is just facts. The United States military being in Afghanistan prohibited China from getting the mineral rights of the Hindu Kush Mountains for trillions of dollars in lithium. As soon as we moved out, within the next week, the Taliban gave China those mineral rights. In addition, China is able to move oil from Iran, sanctioned oil from Iran, without the U.S. military being there. China was pressuring the White House for us to move. And militarily, Bagram Air Force Base is the most strategic place on the globe between Iraq, Iran, Russia, and China. Our enemies did not want us there. Our international partners were successfully working with us to support and advise the Afghan National Army to keep the terrorism at bay there, to keep the Taliban in those mountains.
And remember, we had about 5,000 to 7,500 NATO troops on the ground. What about what Chad said?
Yeah, possibly. I mean, look, is it possible that Trump could have been talked out of withdrawing all of his troops Yes, that's possible because he was talked out of it in the past. But you know, he was the one. You know, keep in mind, Trump wanted to invite the Taliban to Camp David on the
dumbest
eve of September 11, 2001. You know, and specifically the people who would have come would have been the people that Obama had released from Guantanamo Bay. So we would have had literally, if he had had his way, and if the Taliban hadn't killed an American to stop that from happening, we would have had the leaders of the Taliban in Guantanamo Bay at Camp David with President Trump. So I mean, his Afghanistan policy was disastrous, but it wasn't easy. But Joe Biden took that and said, "Hold my beer."
Right.
And made it even worse.
So what is pretty clear is they're not cooperating with the investigation. John Sopko is the inspector general for Afghanistan Reconstruction. He said this about the money we are still giving, Cut 12.
If the purpose is to help the Afghan people, we have to have effective oversight to ensure the money goes to those people and not to some Taliban. And I would just say, I haven't seen a starving Taliban fighter on TV. They all seem to be fat, dumb, and happy. I see a lot of starving Afghan children on TV. So I'm wondering where all this funding is going.
He went on to say, I can't guarantee we are not funding the Taliban.
Yeah, that's just a disgrace. The idea that we would be funding the Taliban in any way, shape, or form is disgraceful. But, I mean, the list of disgraces under this administration in Afghanistan is just, you know, that's like number 25 on a list of 24, you know, or more. Just absolutely disgraceful things that this administration has done there. And look, and the reality is, by the way, if they hadn't screwed that up, there wouldn't be a war in Ukraine today. Because if you know, just ask yourself a simple question: Did Vladimir Putin look at Joe Biden's withdrawal from Afghanistan and say they're going to be here, this is a weak president, we're going to have no case? Was he emboldened to invade Ukraine? Of course he was. He didn't do it under Trump. So for all his flaws, I don't think if Trump was president, this invasion would have happened. And probably the drawdown wouldn't have happened the way it did.
All right. I want to talk, if I can, also about 2024. And it looks, sure, as though Donald Trump has jumped out to an early lead in just about every state, including South Carolina, despite the possible presence of Tim Scott, as well whether and former South Carolina Governor Nikki Haley. That is where Ron DeSantis was yesterday. Cut 26.
People also side with us on wanting our school system to be about educating kids, not indoctrinating kids. We're not going to use your tax dollars to teach kids to hate our country or to hate each other. That's unacceptable. And we just believe that parents should be able to send their kid to school, have them watch cartoons, just be kids without having some agenda shoved down their throats.
So he's doing heavy with the culture, a lot, still taking on Disney. Governor DeSantis ready to go while taking hits from Donald Trump on a regular basis. What are your thoughts? Because a lot of Republicans like Sununu, like Christie, like Trump are against his stance in this fight with Disney. What are your thoughts, Martison?
So here's the thing. If Disney were just like a regular company and that had opposed, like Major League Baseball in Atlanta that said horrible things about the law that they painted Jim Crow 2.0, I don't think many Republicans would be saying, well, we should punish Major League Baseball and, you know, to do something like that. Disney was engaged in crony capitalism for decades with the state of Florida. They were getting all sorts of tax benefits and all sorts of largesse from the government through the ability to govern themselves, control, governmental decisions, to avoid taxation and all the rest of it. And when you do that and then you turn around and demagogue the Republicans in charge by lying about what they're doing and also promoting all this, you know, anti-American propaganda that they put out, then there's nothing wrong. It's nothing anti-conservative to turn around and say, you know what, we're going to take away the special tax breaks. We're going to take away all the largesse that you got from Democratic and Republican administrations that came before, and you're going to be treated like any other company in the state of Florida. There's nothing wrong with that. If they were not getting special breaks, then I wouldn't support punitive action against them. Because that's not what we believe in as conservatives. But why should they get benefit? Why should they have benefits that other companies, you know, I mean, I'm sorry, does Universal Studios in Orlando get to govern itself the way Disney does?
No.
Or, you know, or some of the other, you know, more conservative, theme parks? Is every theme park treated like Disney? No.
So, you know, there's absolutely nothing wrong with going after and taking away the special perks that they had built up over the years.
Mark, it's going to be. Do you think DeSantis got to get in quick?
I think that he's. You know what? This is why they play the game. He hasn't entered the race. You know, all the numbers don't matter. Tim Scott hasn't entered the race. Nikki Haley has. But you know, people with this, there's a whole game to be played here. You know, it's like saying, you know, who's ahead in the Super Bowl before they flip the coin. So let's see what happens.
Yeah, the only question, he is taking shots to the solar plexus. They don't really punch you before the game starts in the Super Bowl.
That's true.
He's taking shots from Trump, who started the game. Very interesting. Mark Thiessen, thanks so much. It's going to be fascinating.
All right, take care.
1-866-408-7669. When we come back, we'll take your calls, and then we'll talk crime and no punishment. Don't move.
Politics, current events, and news that affects you. Brian's got a lot more to say. Stay with Brian Kilmeade.
You've never knowingly feed your dog sawdust, but it's one of the most common fillers found in dog food today. Even the ones labeled healthy can contain powdered cellulose, otherwise known as wood pulp.
I'm veterinarian Dr. Marty Goldstein. Your dog needs a biologically appropriate diet. That's why I developed Nature's Blend, a freeze-dried raw food, premium cuts of meat, omega-3 rich seeds, and superfood veggies and fruit.
This is my dog, Cleo. She's a 10-year-old chihuahua. Before we started Dr. Marty's food, she was really nuts. Funky, a lot of digestion problems, joint pain.
Nature's Blend is made in North America and is pantry safe.
Now she acts like a little puppy. She's running around.
For a limited time, save 54% off Nature's Blend and receive a free pack of premium dog treats. Go to drmartypets.com/turkey or text turkey to 511-511.
I guarantee it with a 100% 90-day return of your purchase price.
Message and data rates may apply. You may receive up to one additional text up to opt out.
Paid for by Dr. Marty's Pets.
Natalia, solid dismount, but that little pause is a deduction.
Top tumblers hope to stick the landing with Coach Jasmine.
That aerial sequence still needs work.
She needs more certified athletic trainers to find her balance.
Focus. I'm going to need you for the all-around. Wait, who's spotting the vault?
Indeed can help her hire great people fast.
I need Indeed.
Indeed you do. We instantly connect you with quality candidates whose resumes on Indeed match your job description. Visit Indeed.com/credit and get $75 towards your first sponsored job. Terms and conditions apply.
How long does it take to tackle a home project? With Angie, you could cross it off your list before this ad is over. Just tell us what you need. Indoor or outdoor, repair or redesign, and we handle the rest, sending a top pro to get it done. You don't have to lift a finger, except to tap the screen or click the mouse. Plus, Angie is free to use. So bring us your next home project, and we'll bring it home. Download the app or go to Angie.com. That's ANGI.com to get started.
This is Fox on Justice. In the nation's capital, crime rates are increasing, but criminal prosecutions are not. Fox News reviewed data from the U.S. Attorney's Office for D.C., and last fiscal year, 2/3 of those arrested were not charged. That's 67%. Of the more than 15,000 arrests reviewed, just over 10,000 were not prosecuted. The majority, misdemeanors. Sources inside the U.S. Attorney's Office insist violent crime is a priority, telling Fox News, quote, "We continue to prosecute violent crime in the District of Columbia as aggressively as ever. In 2022, we charged roughly 90% of the most serious violent crime arrests and routinely continued to investigate the small percentage we were not able to immediately charge." Sources say a big reason prosecutions are declining: the D.C. Forensic Crime Lab lost accreditation in 2021 following allegations of fraud. Officials hope to have the lab reaccredited as soon as possible. David Spunt, Fox News.
I'm Ashley DeBorkin with the legendary Lenny Kravitz, who recently hosted Fox's iHeartRadio Music Awards and shared he has new music on the way. And he just recently celebrated an anniversary with his third album, Are You Gonna Go My Way? So when you look back to making that album, what was something you took from it, either a lesson learned from making it or even just the incredible ride of success that one had?
I think just to let go, you know, that was my third album.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, you do one, you do a second one, you're like, okay, now what? You know, early in your career, you know, because after you get a hit, a lot of record companies like, we'll do that again.
Mm-hmm.
Do it again. But at that point, it's already too late. You've done it, and that time has moved on. So you have to keep moving forward and breaking new ground.
What about acting? Is that, there more of that coming up? Do you go with your gut when it comes to choosing
there will
those?
Be. I guess, you know, I've only done a handful of movies, mm-hmm. but they've all been number one. So I'm really happy about that. Not that it has anything to do with me at all. I'm very fortunate.
Ashley Dvorkin, Fox News.
Now, from the historical audio archives of Fox News Talk.
Democratic nominee and 42nd President of the United States, Bill Clinton, addressed the Democratic Convention in 1992 at Madison Square Garden in New York City.
Let it be our cause that we give this child a country that is coming together, not coming apart. A country of boundless hopes and endless dreams. A country that once again lifts its people and inspires the world. Let that be our cause, our commitment, and our new covenant. My fellow Americans, I end tonight where it all began for me. I still believe in a place called hope. God bless you, and God bless America.
Stay tuned to hear more history as it unfolds before your ears. It's the audio archives of Fox News Talk. Information you want, truth you demand. This is the Brian Kilmeade Show.
Hey, we are back. So Eric Adams shocked me yesterday when he came out and didn't address the press, didn't address New Yorkers. He actually addressed Joe Biden and the federal government, Cut 24.
Why isn't every elected official in Washington, D.C. asking the national government, why are you doing this to New York? The national government has turned its back on New York City.
And what I find significant about that is because he is the only politician I know that just loves Joe Biden. I'm a Biden guy. I'm a Biden disciple. He goes to the White House. He's my favorite guy. They have their meetings together. And he can't convince the president of the United States to help him with the 55,000 that have come here illegally that it costs us on average per household, 380 per day, 34,000 here right now, and we're dealing with the minimum 200 a day coming in legally on buses and just by foot. And he's so frustrated, and we're so over budget in this city that taxes us through the nose, that he's saying, I need some help, can't get the White House on the phone, so he calls a press conference. It's almost as if when someone comes up to you and just starts yelling at you about something somebody else did, and you think to yourself, why are you yelling at me? Take it out of the people at work. Why are you bringing that home? And I feel like he's saying, why don't you do a Zoom call with the president over in Ireland? Or maybe on the flight back, he's got 7 hours. He's not calling any world leaders.
Hey, Bob the Drop here. The other day, I had a close encounter with my friends from Mars. I visited them a few years back, and they discovered the great taste of Mount Shasta spring water. Well, I guess they ran out, so they came back to Earth to get some more. I reminded them it comes from a protected spring at the base of Mount Shasta, and it's bottled at the source. I guess they just didn't get the part about us delivering right to your door. Have your own close encounter by calling 1-800-922-6227 to get some of the best tasting water in the galaxy. Pure and simple, naturally, the best Mount Shasta spring water.
Every Monday from 6 to 8 p.m., join us at Radio Wasteland, your local guide to the unexplained and the unknown. Each week, we cover all things unexplained, from the moving stars in the sky to the things that go bump in the night. Visit us as we explore these topics and more as our in-studio team digs deeper with featured guests and listener call-ins. Mondays are rough, but now your overworked brain has a chance for some sweet relief with Radio Wasteland.
Radio Wasteland, Mondays at 6 on KCNR.
A jewel of the North State, a place we love to go and love being members.
The view, the best in the North State, from the restaurants
meeting rooms, and of course, on the award-winning 18-hole golf course, Riverview Golf and Country Club. It's the place to belong.
Go in and meet the friendly staff today, or go to their website at riverviewgolf.net and find out about their introductory memberships.
Riverview Golf and Country Club, corporate, social, tennis, fitness, and golf. Get it all. Become a member.
It's affordable and fun. Riverview Golf and Country Club.
The City of Reading cares about clean, affordable transportation. Reading Electric Utilities' new income-qualified electric vehicle voucher program reduces the purchase or lease price on eligible new or used electric vehicles by $3,000. Fuel prices are on the rise, but RU rates remain low. EV drivers pay the equivalent of about $1.10 per gallon versus the paid price of the pump by gas vehicle drivers. Find out if you qualify at cityofreading.org/rebate and enjoy fuel savings in an EV that fits your lifestyle. Funding is limited, so don't wait. Apply now.
Every Monday from 6 to 8 p.m., join us at Radio Wasteland, your local guide to the unexplained and the unknown. Each week, we cover all things unexplained, from the moving stars in the sky to the things that go bump in the night. Visit us as we explore these topics and more as our in-studio team digs deeper with featured guests and listener call-ins. Mondays are rough, but now your overworked brain has a chance for some sweet relief with Radio Wasteland.
Radio Wasteland, Mondays at 6 on KCNR.
At Premier Oil Change, you can be assured that our highly trained staff will take great care of you and your vehicle. From your air pressure to your windshield wipers and everything in between, we make it easy for you with our quick, convenient drive-through service. No appointment necessary. You just drive right in. We also perform our comprehensive 30-point certified service. You get to enjoy a free beverage with free Wi-Fi and earn points towards free products and services with Premier Rewards. Use Premier Services to maintain your new car warranty. Now that is a win-win. Drive in today. Learn more at PremierOilChange.com or visit us in Palisadro, located in the Holiday Market Shopping Center, or in Reading on Lake Boulevard next to Waterworks Park, or in Anderson across from Round Table Pizza. All three locations, you get a free car wash with every oil change. Premier Oil Change, home of the friendly oil change.
Premier, your friendly oil change. Premier, your friendly oil change.
This is Ted Leidy with Northern Firearms Instruction. Do you have a crazy schedule and can't seem to get to a class to qualify for your CCW, CCW renewal, or maybe learn to use that new firearm you just purchased? Consider a private class with NFI. Learn to shoot a handgun, rifle, shotgun, or even a BB gun. Classes are taught by an instructor that you choose on your dates and location. Give NFI a call at 530-999-1822 or visit us online at usgunpro.com. This is Ted Leidy, and I'll see you at the range.
North State Now is a magazine formatted show that airs at 6 p.m. on Thursday evenings right here on KCNR. Here's the lineup. The first Thursday is yours truly, Linda Bott, covering film, theater, and what's happening in the North State. The second Thursday is Heroes of the North State with your host, Michelle Slade. The third Thursday is Enjoy the Magazine and Store with your hosts, James Masada and Rhonda Alvey. The fourth Thursday is a new show called Man Up with Ted Leidy and Carl Bott. That's North State Now every Thursday night right here on KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio. Brought to you by your friends at the Reading Civic Auditorium. For tickets and show info, visit ReadingCivic.com and Axiom Repertory Theater, Charlu's Tap House, Umbrella Marketing, and Tobacco & Brew.
Show that's getting you talking. You're with Brian Kilmeade.
I'm the biggest fan of the millennials and the Gen Z that you'll ever meet. And this narrative out there that these are these soft, entitled little snowflakes, that I'm quick to point out you've never seen them in a firefight in Afghanistan or going to the University of Texas to make a better life for them and their families. These are great young men and women. Do not be fooled by the narrative. They're different than our generation, granted. But I tell you, my parents, who were part of the greatest generation, probably thought I was a little weak and entitled little snowflake. So I think we need to give these young men and women the benefit of the doubt.
Navy SEAL Commander Admiral McRaven. He was in our studio 2 weeks ago with his book talking about how what a great fighting force they are. And Admiral McRaven's right. I mean, I just love this generation. They're professional war fighters. They could do a multi-dimensional. But 70% of that generation cannot even qualify for the military. So it's not the ones that enlist. The focus is on the ones that don't. With me right now is Dr. Tim Elmore, a best-selling author. He's got a new book out, A New Kind of Diversity, Making the Different Generations on Your Team a Competitive Advantage. Dr. Elmore is also a founder and CEO of Growing Leaders, an Atlanta-based nonprofit organization. Dr. Elmore, welcome.
Thank you. Great to be with you,
Brian. So you looked at all the different generations, noticed they're working together, noticed how different they are, and said, we have to address this. Why?
Yeah, well, the reason we do is because I think we automatically assume that the goal is just to tolerate each other rather than bring out the very best of each generation. So Gen Z comes in knowing how we might be able to use
it. How old are they?
They would be the youngest team members. They're just graduating college all the way down to middle school. So we're going to see them for the next decade. So the war broke out on social media first 5 or 6 years ago. The boomers started it by hashtag how to confuse a millennial. You remember the hashtags that went around. And then the millennials kind of fought back on the boomers with okay boomer. Then Gen Z gets into act with Gen X saying hashtag okay Karen. So Karen is that fictitious figure that's always asking for the manager at the restaurant and telling the high school principal how to do his job. So I think we've just kind of divided ourselves and we're colliding instead of collaborating at the workplace.
In the work, we're all working together.
Yeah. Yes, at least we're trying. Yeah.
All right, so first off, how would you characterize a baby boomer?
Well, baby boomers are often stereotyped as stubborn. I'm one of them. I've been in this is my 43rd year in my career. So I feel like the greatest gift I can give to the younger generation is some of the timeless stuff that I picked up, you know, work ethic and integrity, and there's a whole bunch of other stuff. Gen Z comes in, new kids on the block, they bring in the timely. Here's how we might be able to market better our company with TikTok or whatever. So quick story. Tony is a great illustration of this. Graduated from Ohio University just 2 years ago. He started a TikTok account while he worked at a part-time job, a major retail brand paint store that you would know. Well, while he's posting videos on TikTok, he goes viral. He has 1.4 million followers, 37 million views.
Nothing to do with the paint store.
No. Well, no. He's mixing paints and realizing maybe we could monetize this. So Tony puts a slide deck together. He's probably 20 years old. Puts a slide deck together to show the executives at the company, but he doesn't get one person interested, doesn't get one set of eyeballs looking at the slide deck. He did get something he didn't expect. He got fired. They were just sure he was doing this on company time or, you know, stealing the paint or something like that. So Tony moves from Ohio to Florida, now has 2 million people following him, started his own paint store. So I'll be the first to admit there's a lot of the story we don't probably understand. But one thing is for sure, there were two generations that just didn't understand
each other.
Yeah.
Right. And then you talk about the Xers, Generation Xers.
Yeah.
How do you disseminate them?
Okay, so they'd be in midlife. They're post 40 years old. They grew up in the late 60s all through the 70s, a little bit more jaded, even growing into the workforce, a little more cynical. The Vietnam War was going on and on television, the Watergate scandal when they were kids. So they'd be a little bit more cynical, but very pragmatic. Their gift is contrarian points of view and pragmatism in the workplace.
And what about millennials?
Yeah, millennials. They bring confidence and optimism. So there's an upside and downside. You would probably agree, when we were the young whippersnappers, our parents probably thought these kids today, you know, kids today has been said since Socrates. But if we could look at the other side of the coin and see what gift do they bring that we don't yet have, we could have something.
What you said is interesting is these people that are coming to the workforce now, men and women, are coming in, they don't really need a lot of help because they have their iPhones, they're extremely smart, for the most part, they've gone through a lot of school. So does that create a swagger rather than a receptiveness?
Yeah, not in everybody. I don't want to stereotype, but certainly they come in with a high sense of agency because they grew up with a smartphone, and it's the first generation of kids that doesn't need adults to get information. Think about that. You know, we used to have talks with Dad when we were teenagers because Dad knew and that was the only way we knew. Today, they got Siri, Alexa, Google. They don't need Dad for that. So they need us for interpretation, not information. Let me help you make sense of all that you've consumed through YouTube. So yeah, swagger comes in, high sense of agency, but as you and I talked before, high sense of anxiety. So they bring mental health issues in and want PTO, and the boss is going, PTO, you've been here a week, you know? So we're going to have to figure out a way to listen and empathize and guide them.
Why are they more high strung? Why are they so quick to snap?
I think the same smartphone that gave them information gave them too much information. 94% of university students in America say the number one word they use to describe their life is the word overwhelmed. They are consuming 10,000 messages a day if they're on social media and, of course, email and everything
else.
Human
beings aren't built for that.
I don't think our brains are hardwired to take in. And all of it, most of it's irrelevant. I don't need to keep up with the Kardashians. I don't, you know, but here it is coming at us. So I think we're going to have to guide them to navigate all that they're consuming and then learn how to redeem it.
But do you need to know about AI?
Well, I think so. So ChatGPT is this huge issue. So I think centuries ago, we needed our muscles to succeed. Then we needed our machines in the Industrial Revolution. Then we needed our minds in the Information Age. I think our morals now are huge. We can do stuff on smart technology that we may not be ready to navigate, and that's a concern for me as well.
All right, So here's a label. Mike Rowe, who personifies the blue-collar man and woman, said this about this new phase that we heard about, quietly quitting.
Yeah.
Where people just slowly bow out.
Yeah.
Here's Mike Rowe.
A C plus, a C, you know, it's a passing grade. What is your attitude? What is your philosophy? Have you taken the time to think about your relationship with work, right? Like to really think about it. Have you made it the enemy? Have you suggested, perhaps, that it's the proximate cause of whatever unhappiness you have in your life? Most people have. So the idea of quietly quitting, I'm sure, is very appealing to a lot of people because they don't have to step up.
So they step out.
Yeah, very often.
And so quietly quitting is real.
Yeah, quiet quitting is a real thing. It's led by Gen Z. In other words, the data shows more Gen Zers would be quiet quitting or the Great Resignation. But let me just give you their angle. Right or wrong, their angle would be, hey, during the last 3 years, employers laid off a truckload of us. You weren't loyal to us. Why would we be loyal to you? And while I don't love that adversarial relationship, I think we need to lean it. So the acronym, Brian, that I always use is a leg. This is a leg we have to stand on. The letter A is ask. I think we need to start with not telling, but asking questions, finding out about who they are. The letter L is listen. I think when we listen, they feel heard. I think E is empathize. When we empathize, they feel understood. Then the G is guide. I feel like I earn my right to guide them through relationship. So I have to stop thinking control and start thinking connect. That's what I advise.
Well, I mean, in sports, for example, if, you know, you're a rookie, you're coming in as a freshman, you carry the balls, you set up the goals.
Yeah, that's
you
true. The cones, that is true.
Grab the water, grab the bags. Now, theoretically, people don't have a problem with that. Excuse me, treat me equal.
Yeah.
Just because I'm younger than you doesn't mean you should be doing that. Yeah. And coaches might go, well, that's not the way I brought up. That's not the way I run my team. Who has to change?
Yeah. I think we're going to have to meet in the middle. So you're absolutely right when you share that data. The phrase pay your dues is like a cuss word to them. They just don't like it. But you and I both did. I mean, I remember doing tiny dues.
You don't actually say it. You just do it.
Yeah.
Hey, I'm paying my dues. You feel like you're on a path.
Yeah, it's so true. So when I say meet in the middle, I believe in today's world, they bring timely intuition. We bring timeless wisdom. So every workplace, according to Chip Conley, has modern elders and young geniuses. And if I could see it that way, let me impart to them some of the timeless insight, but let me get from them the timely intuition.
Dr. Tim Elmore is a best-selling author. His new book is, that's what he's talking about, a new kind of diversity, making the different generations on your team a competitive advantage. Doctor, what makes you such an expert in this area with such a thirst to define this?
I started as a teacher in 1979, so this is 4+ decades in.
In what, grade school or?
Yeah, high school and college, both. I was doing starting my graduate work and I started teaching undergrads. So I saw the late boomers coming through in 1970, 1980, 81. Then the Xers came through, then the millennials came through. Now it's Gen Z. And then the alpha generation are the children behind Gen Z that in a decade are going to be entering the workforce. They'll be even different. So I feel like it's a new kind of diversity that we need to pay attention to and do the work on. In order to get it right.
What is the perception of seeing your identity through your work? I identify. And when you lose that job or you retire, people often lose their identity.
Yeah.
And it seems like this generation, if I could overgeneralize, and that's what we're doing. You have to. We don't know everybody listening.
Yeah.
But to generalize, a lot of people say, I don't really feel fulfilled. This is not me. Other people would say, well, I'm a miner.
Yeah.
I'm in manufacturing, but my fulfillment is going to be my pension. My fulfillment is having a good living, going to a great house, raising three kids. How have we changed the definition of fulfillment?
Yeah. So Gen Z would look at guys like me and say, you live to work. My work has been so much a sense of identity. But I made a decision when I was about 30 years old to never place my sense of identity in something that could be taken away. I just think that's smart. Whether it's faith or whatever, it's got to be in something that can't be yanked from you. So they see boomers living to work. They want to work to live. I think the key to tapping into Gen Z is to create entrepreneurs, meaning not entrepreneurs, but maybe gig economies within a company where they can start projects and feel like they're beginning something to light the fire of their passion while it still monetizes. It still adds value to the work. But I'm telling you, we're going to have to probably practice reverse mentoring on this one. I don't know if you've heard that term. But
no, I never heard it.
Jack Welch brought it up way back in the 90s. So reverse mentoring is when an old and a young get together. They swap stories. You always find common ground when you swap stories. But then the older senior veteran is going to impart some insight. Obviously, here's how to succeed here. But then they put on the mentee hat, take off the mentor hat, and let that 22-year-old mentor them in how to monetize social media or how we could use the latest app. I think if we're both listening and learning, learning and teaching, I think we're going to have something.
And also how we get our information. I can't tell you how many times I walk into my house with three kids and they don't have the TV on.
Yeah.
I'm thinking to myself, I don't ever remember walking in my house without the TV on. It was when you leave the room, shut it off.
Yeah.
Now I'm saying, you guys don't want to put that TV on at all?
Yeah.
So things are changing.
Very much. In fact, I think the generation gap grew bigger, Brian, as the screens in our life went from
smaller.
Well, got smaller, but they went from public to private. So when I was growing up back in the 60s, there was one screen, a black and white TV. We all gathered around and watched the Dick Van Dyke Show or Andy Griffith or whatever. We laughed together, talked together. It was a together thing. Now we've all got our own individual screen, and we can be in echo chambers with people that talk like us, think like us, vote like us, and we're in silos, and I think we need to break out of those silos.
So I think that's important, too. You also help sports teams.
Yeah. Yeah.
What resonates with coaches and teams?
Well, coaches will often say, I don't understand these rookies. We're working with a number of NFL teams and then a lot of NCAA teams. But listen to this. The seniors, you know, who are 22, are going looking at the freshmen going, what's up with the freshmen? And I'm going, you're just 3 years apart. But that's how rapidly change happens. So we're going to have to build bridges instead of walls. Sorry about this cheesy metaphor here. Bridges instead of walls where we're listening to each other saying, you have a superpower. I've got a superpower. Let's find out what it is.
A lot of people are saying, let me just play out the string. It's not going to be my problem. I'm going to be in for another 10 years or I don't have to know all this stuff. I mean, I know a lot of people up until recently, well, hold on, there's a flip phone. Yeah. I don't want to be texted all the time. I'm thinking to myself, that's you're in denial. So you're not a millennial. I mean, what generation are you?
I'm a baby boomer.
Baby boomer. So how are you staying up? How do you understand the 18-year-old?
Well, some of my favorite meetings with my team members are with Andrew, who's 30 years younger, and with Cam, who's 40 years younger. And I'll be ready to teach and learn, you know. So I'm not thinking control. I'm thinking connect. We're building a relationship, but I'm asking questions. So I know I've got something to give to them, but I'm earning my right to say that.
Last question, the role of the pandemic in all of this.
Yeah. So the baby.
Go home and don't work.
Yeah. Yeah. So it's a new day for sure. And I think we're still coming out of it, figuring out what works.
Well, go home from college for a year and then go back or don't.
Yeah. So there's a gap, and it may be a long gap. I feel like the boomers responded when I did the research on this. The boomers responded, what's this doing about retirement, you know? But the Gen Zers are feeling like, I feel like I've been postponed and penalized. So again, it's only an understanding of the narrative. I think, here's what I would say. We got to start with empathy to get to grit. We need to get to grit, but we got to start with empathy, and that's what I'm lobbying for.
What do you mean by grit?
Well, work ethic.
Is that famous book, Grit?
Yeah, by Angela Duckworth. Fabulous book. I'm telling you, when I say grit, I mean work ethic, resilience, resourcefulness.
That should be in every generation. Should be some fundamentals in every generation. I don't care how old you are.
It's timeless. No doubt.
So what should be in there? When people say, I don't want to work past 5 o'clock. Well, really, I don't tell me what generation you are. I need you to work more.
That's right, regardless of your age, yeah.
Am I right to say that?
Absolutely. That's the timeless stuff. It's never going to go away. I don't care what year you graduate, you're going to need discipline.
And it will always be respected.
I think so, yeah. So the number one thing we do at Growing Leaders is to provide social and emotional learning curriculum. It's image-based, but it starts conversations on discipline, initiative, responsibility. And we start this in middle school, high school, and college. But I feel like they're getting reading, writing, arithmetic. But don't you know people at 4.0 great GPA, and they can't get along with a team member?
Absolutely.
So
be diverse.
We're trying to change that.
Right, or they're just athletes, and they get out.
That's
there.
Right.
Wait a second. I never even had a part-time job because I've been training all the time.
It's so true.
All right. Congratulations on everything. Dr. Tim Elmore, best-selling author. Pick up his book, A New Kind of Diversity, Making the Difference Generations on Your Team, A Competitive Advantage. Dr. Elmore, thank you.
My pleasure.
All right. Great job. Back in a moment.
Educating, entertaining, enlightening. You're with Brian Kilmeade.
Prescriptions require an online consultation with a healthcare provider who will determine if appropriate. Restrictions apply. See website for details and important safety information. Subscription required. Price varies based on product and subscription plan.
Hey guys, did you know there's a generic form of Viagra that works just the same, but is 95% cheaper? And you can get it online? Just go to 4hims.com/joy. Through Hims, you'll get a free medical consultation, discreet shipping if prescribed, a 100% online process, and trusted generic alternatives to the name brands. Add up to 95% off. That's right. Get generic for Viagra, the same active ingredient as brand name Viagra, but for 95% less. It's the same medication, still prescribed by a licensed medical provider, but with zero copay, no expensive appointments, and no awkward face-to-face conversations. To start your free online visit, you need to go to this exclusive address, 4hims.com/joy. That's 4hims.com/joy for your free online visit. forhims.com/joy.
Attention Medicare beneficiaries worried about COVID-19. COVID-19 tests are now covered by Medicare Part B. That's right. Achieve DX will ship you your rapid COVID-19 tests at no cost straight to your home. These easy-to-use FDA EUA-authorized tests will give you results in 15 minutes. Even if you have a Medicare Advantage plan, you can have these tests delivered to your home at no cost to you, and the shipping is free. For your free COVID-19 tests, call Achieve DX at 800-300-1634. That's 800-300-1634. Call now.
Yes, we do have availability. Those dates for how many guests?
Andrea's Boutique Hotel is the destination to tie the knot.
Oh, you want the whole property.
She needs an assistant to catch the bookings bouquets.
249 guests, huh? And 3 dogs.
Indeed can help her hire great people fast.
I need Indeed.
Indeed you do. We instantly connect you with quality candidates whose resumes on Indeed match your job description. Visit Indeed.com/credit and get $75 towards your first sponsored job. Terms and conditions apply.
New from the Fox News Podcast Network.
I'm Emily Campagno, and this is the Fox True Crime Podcast.
And I had nothing to do with her disappearance.
I sit down with the people who lived the nightmares.
I was in shock. I was just devastated.
The investigators who tirelessly worked on the case.
And I really hope that they can catch this guy.
Bringing you closer to the story than you ever thought possible.
Listen and follow now at foxnewspodcasts.com or wherever you get your podcasts.
These are the stories that keep you up at night.
From the Fox News Podcasts Network. Listen to the all-new Brett Baer Podcast, featuring Common Ground, talking to lawmakers weekly from opposite sides of the political spectrum about the issues of the day and how Americans can find common ground in a politicized world.
That's just not happening on Capitol Hill. It takes leadership, right?
Yeah, it absolutely does.
Along with all your Brett Baer favorites like the campaign, the candidates, the all-star panel, and much more. Available now at foxnewspodcasts.com or wherever you get your podcasts. Stay on top of the latest forecast with America's Weather Team in the palm of your hands.
Here's the latest from America's Weather Center.
It's Fox Weather updates throughout your busy day, every day.
5 inches of rain by tomorrow.
Temperatures being 30 degrees above average.
Put the power of over 100 meteorologists and the worldwide resources of Fox in your hands with the Fox Weather Podcast. Precise, perfect. personal, powerful. Subscribe and listen now at foxnewspodcasts.com. Connect to Fox News Audio on the Fox News app. Listen to hear your favorite hosts like Brian Kilmeade, Jimmy Fallon, and Guy Benson standing up for what's right live and via podcast. Just click listen, then swipe right and hear the latest news updates on your time. And scroll down to hear the latest podcasts from Fox News. And it's even easier to listen in the car with Apple CarPlay and Android Auto. Get programming alerts and notifications. Fox News Audio is on the Fox News app, the voices America trusts. Download it now.
He'll make your head spin. It's Brian Kilmeade.
Please don't do to AI what you've done to everything else. It's going to be a part of our lives. Brother, it's going to affect everything. When I say everything, everything. So the quicker you get used to it, the better your life will be. You not doing stuff with AI is just like the thing you made fun of your parents for not doing with the internet. This is the internet 1992. It's that big. It's not going away. And it will make your life so much better. When you're in the kitchen saying, hey, Alexa, can you order me food for two friends? One's lactose intolerant. Order now. Boom. And that saves you 18 minutes of going to the website or calling or being on your Seamless app or Uber Eats. This is going to make your life better. Like everything, of course there'll be some things that aren't good, but there aren't some things that are good about everything. Alcohol has some bad things. A car, like everything has bad and good.
I agree with everything except alcohol. I cannot see the downside. But that's Gary Vee talking to, as an entrepreneur, saying do not back off, join in. The only thing that made everyone else back off is because the people that are inventing it believe that it could overcome humanity. Not many people were saying when the internet came out that it could overwhelm humanity. It could destroy humanity. It could become bigger and smarter than all of us. That's what bothers me. And then you worry the more you learn about it. And we'll laugh at this 2 years from now. We'll probably laugh at this statement. But you find out that as much as you're in awe of what AI can do, you also find out that it's susceptible and vulnerable to who loads it. We're seeing that people that are actually loading up Chatbot, GPT, and Bard tend to be leftists. Donald Trump, easy to rip them. Joe Biden, we stay out of politics. How did that happen? Well, who was loading the tank? That's the issue.
By government.com.
Did you hear? A recent stash of $20 gold Liberty coins from the 1800s has been found. These gorgeous gold coins are as bright and shiny as the day they were struck in the late 1800s, and less than 50 of these gold coins are available. Coin experts are calling this gold find an incredible opportunity. Call 1-888-201-7080, and you are guaranteed a $20 gold Liberty coin minted by the U.S. Mint in the 1800s. But with extremely limited availability, you must call now. These gold Liberty coins from the 1800s are still in uncirculated condition. That is history you can hold in your hand. To learn more, call 1-888-201-7080. Call now, and you will receive a free American Coin Collector's Bonus Package, a $75 value free with every order. Call 1-888-201-7080 now to secure your $20 gold Liberty coins dated from the 1800s before they sell out. That's 1-888-201-7080.
Hi, this is Chuck Kenny with Shasta Gas Propane. It's been a while since I've cut a new radio spot, but I feel I need to issue a warning about energy prices during this fall winter. Just as Obama said after he was elected, elections have consequences. This winter, our country will suffer some of the consequences of the last election. I'm not a politician, but I am a businessman, and many of the decisions of this current administration will drastically affect energy prices this winter and going forward. Already we are experiencing record high propane costs and prices. Remember, our motto at Shasta Gas Propane is, our customers are warm friends. We will treat you like friends this winter and do our best to help you through this high price winter. Give us a call at 365-3793. That's 365-3793.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.